gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. 1320 KCTC. Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Lou Malignano. Have you had your PSA level checked lately? If you're an older guy, you know what that means. Prostate cancer is one of the leading killers of men. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato says maybe. Maybe the level isn't the key at all.
A study that suggests there's a better way to screen for prostate cancer. It tracks the rate of change in PSA levels over time and uses that to predict which men face a serious threat. Johns Hopkins researcher Ballantyne Carter.
At a time when PSA levels might not normally prompt a biopsy, we've been able to look at rises in PSA and say 25 years from now, you are at great risk of dying of prostate cancer.
This study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute calls for initial screening at age 40 to chart a baseline PSA level for later comparison. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Baltimore.
Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS. The cause still eludes science, but CBS News medical contributor Dr. Malika Marshall says researchers might be one step closer discovering a defect in the system that controls an infant's vital functions.
What they're hoping to do is use this information to actually identify children who are at high risk for SIDS so that hopefully they can do something to either prevent it or if they're having problems while they're sleeping, actually signal parents to do something to arouse the children.
A week from today, the midterm elections, and with control of the House, maybe even the Senate at stake, a couple of old war horses got into it again from their respective platforms. Joining us live from Perry, Georgia, CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller. Mark?
Before a cheering and partisan throng at a Republican rally, President Bush denounced Senator John Kerry's remarks, calling his suggestion that U.S. military personnel are somehow uneducated, insulting, and shameful.
The members of the United States military are plenty smart, and they are plenty brave, and the senator from Massachusetts owes them an apology.
But even before Mr. Bush spoke, Kerry made clear there's one apology he would not deliver.
I apologize to no one for my criticism of the president and of his broken policy.
But Mr. Bush was quick to seize on Kerry's remarks to argue that Democrats will not adequately defend America or back its troops. Live with the president in Perry, Georgia, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
100,000 more Iraqi troops to be trained for security, the request from the Prime Minister of Iraq and U.S. General George Casey. The Defense Secretary, Donald Rumsfeld, says it's fine with him.
I'm very comfortable with the increases they've proposed and the accelerations in achievement of some of their targets.
Rumsfeld added the increased training should not mean more U.S. troops or a longer stay. Stocks closed lower today, but really little changed after the dust settled. After the closing bell, the Dow finished with a loss of 6 points at 12,080. The NASDAQ Composite managed a bit of a gain of 3. This is CBS News.
This Wednesday is Kohl's Half Price Sale, where great styles are half off throughout the store. I'm here with fashion stylist Alexa, chatting about great coats.
Why buy just a basic coat? Go for one in a fashion length this season.
Especially at half price.
For sure. Treat them like an accessory. The fitted three-quarter length can dress up any outfit. Add a crop jacket to the mix this year, too. Very chic.
Very savvy at Kohl's Half Price Sale. Save 50% on fashion for you and your home this Wednesday only from 7 a.m. to midnight at Kohl's. Expect great things.
I am Dr. Jen, and I'm taking your love life calls. And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not Jen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen, and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
It's a little late now, especially if your kid's all dressed up with some place to go. So for what it's worth,
There are bigger telescopes on the ground.
Let your kid wear it. That's what the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is warning about a product sold by a retailer based here in North Carolina.
This is a Halloween costume. It's called the Creepy Cape, and it was sold by Family Dollar Stores.
Mark Ross says the Creepy Cape Halloween costume can catch on fire very easily. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Wonder where all the grass is gone? The State Department of Justice reports California authorities have seized a record number of marijuana plants this harvest season. State authorities say they've uprooted nearly 1.7 million plants valued at more than $6.7 billion. Be happy you don't have to deal with this. Word of caution, if you do, leave alone any bats you might find. The word comes from the Arizona Department of Health. I'm Lou.
The Morning Retort. Scott and Tim.
Okay, Green Halloween. Good for us.
I would think so, too. And I was thinking specifically about the election day and thinking that if I vote for Todd, by taking away the goals of the Democratic Party, and, of course, I want to make a statement, so by voting for you, Todd Creation, I can sleep better at night.
Hey, thanks, Scott, for having me on. I appreciate it. We live in a democracy, supposedly, and people should vote for who they want to vote for, not who they're afraid of voting for.
Scott and Sims, mornings, 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
After 3 o'clock, yikes! It's the Halloween version of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And that was Lisa West's invention coming in. Thank you very much. That was very good. We got Deshaun Robertson riding with us today, of course, Lauren Haley. So we have lots of people in the control room trick and treating as usual. Well, happy trick and treat day. And we have a lot of tricks and treats, and particularly Republican tricks going on. Just to let you know, we're going to be joined, if all goes well, in the 4 o'clock hour by State Senator Deborah Bowen. She's running for Secretary of State against Bruce McPherson. The issue that is so important is the voting machine issue, and that's one that she is really on top of. So we'll be talking with her in the 4 o'clock hour, and she's your candidate. She should be your candidate. If she's not your candidate, if you haven't decided yet, she is the one. Just to remind you, if you miss any part of Enid Live, we are archived by White Rose Society, one word, whiteRoseSociety.org. And so you can go back, and the guests that you've missed or the shows that you've missed, you can find them there, and they're always happy to have a donation from you. It's not required, but they can always use it. It's a labor of love for Ben Birch, who puts it all together. And if you have not yet made a contribution to a candidate and you want to do it, easy to do it online, easy to do it from home, but if that isn't going to work for you, we will help you. We will stamp your envelope, come into our glorious facility here where we've had a Halloween contest, costume contest today, and lunch, which it's been really lots of fun. Just come over here. We're at 5345 Madison Avenue. We're between Hemlock and Garfield. We will provide the envelope. We'll help you dress it. We'll stamp it for you so you don't have to spend 39 cents. Additionally, the money goes right to the candidate, and there's a post box right outside our front door. We'll walk it right over there, and you'll you'll see that it gets mailed. So those are some of the things we're offering. And this Sunday at 11 o'clock, if I wake up in time, I'm scheduled to speak at the lecture series at Temple or Rishon, and that is at 7755 Hazel in Orangevale. So public is invited, and there is no charge for it. So those are some of the things that are coming up here on Enid Live. And there's so much to talk about today, I hardly know where to get started. Let's get started, first of all, because there's John Kerry, and thank God for, you know, finally the man grew a spine. Thank goodness for that. And we'll get to John Kerry today. There is the arena information that has come out. But before we get to any of that stuff, here's what we know so far. And I think this is a real measure of the, this is a real measure of how scared the Republicans are. First of all, guess who Rush is going to be interviewing tomorrow? You want to guess? Three guesses. One, two, three. Dickie. Rush is interviewing Dickie tomorrow. Yes. Because they are nervous and they think that they can reach the base with Rush. And guess who's coming back to town, coming to town, stumping on behalf, and I'm stumped, but I'm not so stumped. I know exactly what's going on, and so will you. Who's coming on behalf of Pombo, will make appearances on behalf of Pombo and Deep Doo Doo Doolittle, the person who has higher approval ratings than her husband, Dickie, and that is Laura Bush. She is arriving on Thursday in Rockland to campaign for Deep Doo Doo Doolittle, and also scheduled to speak at 5 o'clock, a rally at... she comes in at Rockland Thursday. She'll be speaking at 5 o'clock at a rally sponsored by California Republican Party at Rockland's William Jessup University. And on Friday morning, she's due to travel to Pleasanton to appear at a campaign event for Pombo, who is in deep doo-doo, actually. And this is a so she's here to stump for... This is what shows you how close it is. It is really close. One of you sent me some information, and according to... Cook's report, it is highly competitive for, I think that it's, it was, well, I'll find it exactly, the language exactly, but in any event, it is tilted in favor of McNerney. And we went over this information yesterday. There were polls that came out. The statistical margin of error is in the threes, 3.12 in one, and I think 3.09 in another. So in the McNerney-Pombo race, McNerney leads by 2 points. So statistically a dead heat, but he leads, so he's trending in the right direction. In the Charlie Brown-Doolittle race, Charlie is behind by 3 points, but still within the statistical margin. And I just got an email from one of Charlie's supporters saying that he really needs this final push in the weekend is going to be really critical for him. He needs your cash. He needs your volunteering efforts. Here it is. This is now from Lynn, and Lynn says... the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America have given Doolittle a grade of C-. I'm surprised it's even that high, based on his voting history on the issues that affect U.S. troops. Now, remember, Doolittle is the guy who voted to raise his own pay, but he won't vote. He says he supports the troops, but he won't vote to increase their medical benefits or to give them anything. So the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, now I know that one of these groups was scheduled to start running TV commercials as of yesterday. I have not seen them. If you've seen them, I want to hear from you. And let me give you the numbers. Always toll free, no matter where in this universe you are calling from. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We stream live 1320leftchannel.com. One word, 1320leftchannel.com. You want to look like you're working at work and you're really not? Then you listen to us online. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. So, Lynn writes and she says that... this is a bipartisan group, the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and his Doolittle's complete voting record on vets issues can be found on their website, iavaaction.org, iavaaction.org. I think a flood of letters to the editors of District 4 newspapers needs to emphasize yet one more Doolittle deception, especially from veterans. And then she says, Charlie Brown needs volunteers and cash for this last push. I mean, this is really the stretch. 1 week from today is when, you know, I don't know how, what percentage have voted absentee, but 1 week from today is going to tell the tale. So Charlie needs volunteers and cash for this last push. She says, I've attended 2 fundraisers. I've walked neighborhoods. I've volunteered to drive seniors to the polls here in Auburn. Anybody who can give something of their time and money has to right now. So it is a statistical dead heat. really amazing feat by Charlie Brown, for a long time entrenched incumbent in the reddest of congressional districts. So, have you got an extra $5? Have you got an extra $10? You got 20, 50, 75, 100, 1,000, 500, whatever you've got. Just a couple of bucks. Whatever it is, it all adds up, and it's all pushing in the right direction. So go to charliebrownforcongress.org or come by our station if you're nearby, if it's not too far out of the way for you during business hours. We'll stamp the envelope. We'll help you address it. We'll even provide the envelope. We'll send it out for you. We'll do it all. You just write the check. You just do that. Okay? And roll up your sleeves. And on election day, be sure you're going to get people to the polls, people who might not have a way to get to the polls, people who are perhaps homebound, people who whose cars conked out at the last minute, people who thought they had a ride and then the ride disappeared. This is from one of you, and he says something that we talked about yesterday. So the yesterday we talked about it, but I'll mention it again today. This is a polling organization, Constituent Dynamics. Now, my emailer, David, says that RT Strategies is a Republican poll. I didn't know that. I'm only going by what David tells me. And this is what I quoted you yesterday. If this is true that it's a Republican poll, then maybe things are better than we think, because this Republican poll has Charlie Brown at 46% and Doolittle at 49%, within the statistical margin. Okay? This Republican poll, if it is in fact a Republican poll, has got McNerney 2 points ahead of Pombo, again within the statistical margin. And let's see what's happening with Brian Bilbray. I don't know if I can... Oh, 46-49 with Francine Busby, and he's under investigation. Brian Bilbray, under investigation. So there it is. And I think that Charlie Cook, who runs this very well-respected political magazine or newsletter, whatever it is, has said good things, is tilting things in the direction of McNerney, I believe. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. We'll be talking more about that. The arena, all of that has come out today, and we gave you a headline, a heads up on it yesterday, because we knew that the information had been made public. It's so damaging. It's so horrible. It's no wonder that the city officials didn't want the public to know about it. But, you know, guess what? It may come as a shock to some people. We're still living in a democracy for about the next 10 minutes, or until the Democrats can get back into office. So this stuff has to be transparent. We have to know more about this. And so here's what we know so far. That a court order. Well, first of all, let's go to Marcus Breton in the Sacramento Bee today. Headline: owners pulled the old switcheroo. In other words, the city thought it had a deal, and then the Maloofs wanted to do other things. They, you know, bait and switch essentially is what Marcus Breton is saying. And here is the Bee's front page version. Arena negotiations have been revealed. Court order sheds light on tough bargaining by the Maloofs. So let's see what we have here. Well, what we have throughout the controversy over the secret documents, local officials have insisted that the proposal by the city and county harbored no significant revelations, just elaboration on points contained in the publicly announced deal. When it was released on Monday, there turned out to be little contained in it that was not previously known. However, the documents drafted for the Maloofs show that the team owners sought numerous concessions not contained in the non-binding preliminary term sheet signed in August by the team, the city, and the county. So they sign a thing that's not binding, and then they decide to make all kinds of changes. The correspondence of Bee reports reveal just how far apart the two sides continue to remain on the crucial details of building an arena downtown. Negotiators for the city and county say that the Maloofs repeatedly have sought to renegotiate points that everybody thought had been settled. But, you know, they think that they can have whatever they want. One hard-fought concession gave the city and county the ultimate say over the arena's design in return for agreeing to absorb cost overruns. So the Maloofs don't have to pay a penny in terms of cost overruns. The city would do it. The Maloofs want complete control of the design. They sought veto power over the project manager. They want the right to walk out of the project or unilaterally reduce their rent payments by $1 million or more if the local government made design changes they did not like or did not agree to design changes that they requested. The Kings had also sought to impose a 1,000-foot buffer zone around the arena, blocking food and drink competitors. And then there was the money. Team negotiators want at least $400 million to $500 million of taxpayer money for arena construction. They also want the public to pay for the garage, whose revenues would go right into the Kings' pocket, go right into the Maloofs' pocket. They want it all. In contrast, the city and county pegged the cost of arena construction at about $377 million to about $450 million. The rest of the project budget expected to total as much as $542 million would cover the garage and other related expenses. In other words, you pay for it, you build it, you do it the way we want you to do it. We're going to veto the design. We're going to have all the veto rights on the design. We're going to pick the project manager. And guess what? We pay you squat, maybe $3 million a year, but not even that. Cost overrun, forget it. You're going to absorb it. Parking, you pay for that parking structure. We get all the revenues from the parking. Oh, and any businesses that might want to encroach and be near the arena, forget about it. There's going to be a buffer zone. If there are people want to eat, they got to come in and eat those $50 hot dogs that we're going to stuff down their throat. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. There is a wonderful Yiddish word called chutzpah, and what it means is nerve, but what it has been defined as chutzpah is when you murder both your parents and you throw yourself on the mercy of the court because you are an orphan. That is the definition of chutzpah, and that defines the Maloofs. These people are the greediest pigs. They and Rush Limbaugh should form a club together. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. And the more that is released about this deal, the stinkier it is. They don't pay anything. They pay maybe $3 million in a year, and I think they're going to figure out a way to weasel out of that $3 million. We pay for everything, and they get to keep all the profits. Where can we sign on for a deal like that? Where do we sign on for a deal like that? 349-1320. Bob in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Bob.
Dialing for... Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. You know, I can understand the Kings being a bunch of greedy pigs, right?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, that's their nature, right? But what they should do is those county and city people that approve this thing, they ought to string them up by the gonads.
Who
publicly.
Wait. I didn't hear that part about the gonads.
Yeah, well.
What were you saying?
I'm assuming they have them.
Who's got them? There's some question about that.
The county and the city guys who are pushing this thing, you know.
Well, wait, it even gets worse. I didn't even get to the part about how they want to, first of all, they threaten to pull the Monarchs from this area, and then from Sacramento, and then they want to have the land rezoned where they currently own land around the arena, the current arena, and they want that rezoned so that it will give them huge amounts of money, and the city, thank God for that, is not gone for it. So in every way, they wanted all these people. And so what you're saying is what?
The you know, I can understand what the Maloofs, where they're coming from. They're just a bunch of greedy pigs, right? But the county and the politicians who are pushing this thing, they ought to be strung up by the gonads.
Well, that's assuming that they have gonads, Bob.
Well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, if you...
And I know...
I'm going to tell you about that situation with these people. Apparently, I would wager that there's less there than meets the eye. But I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Traffic today on Enid's Halloween show.
Can you do that? I can't hear you.
Oh, well, traffic and weather together. Halloween traffic, and it's always Halloween on the freeway. The hit run capital of California. Well, brought to you by Lisa West and Deshaun Robertson.
That's very interesting because that's exactly what we have, and that's where I was going to start off. Very scary. Sacramento's hit and run capital of California. And I mean, we've got, what do we got? Marconi Avenue and Fulton Avenue. And this is Deshaun. Deshaun, what's that hit and run at?
Well, if we're the capital, that means we have like 375,000
That's exactly right. And so many hit and runs all over the place. Fair Oaks Boulevard at Watt Avenue, eastbound I-80 or Eureka Road, and Howe Avenue at Cottage Way on this happy Halloween. Lows tonight, 48, high 71, and we're at 71 at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. It's full frontal radio.
Now, 349-1320.
My pretty
326. Oh,
on the Halloween edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Are you? What are you doing for Halloween? We had a costume, an array of costumes. Someone was going to come as Moi, your goddess. Yes, she was going to wear one of my usual. What laughingly refers to itself as one of my usual outfits, and sometimes I wear banana shoes. I mean, I'm really a sight here. And but I think she got too busy, and I said, gee, you should have told me. I would have let you raid my closet. So, some people are coming out of the closet, some people are going into the closet. What are you doing for Halloween? What's going on? Everybody's talking about, you know, this is how bad it's gotten. The only news reports you hear is on how people are putting razor blades in the trick-or-treat candy. They're injecting it with all kinds of who-knows-what, date rape drugs, LSD. I mean, who knows? Who knows what they're putting? Or that your kid could be living next door to a sexual predator. I mean, is there any more joy in trick-or-treating? That's all you hear is fear, 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 fear is all you hear. And by the way, you don't want Prop 83 because nobody can live 2,000 feet or whatever it is from a school because there are too many schools around. So forget about it. Forget about Prop 83. That's just a waste of time. It's one of those things that looks like it does something. It doesn't do anything at all. Okay, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that Doolittle and Pombo are in such terrible shape that Laura Bush, whose approval ratings are higher than her husband's, but almost everybody's are, is coming to town to stump for both of them. And this week, Dickie is going to be interviewed by Rush, assuming that he's not too high on OxyContin, but we'll find out about that. We're talking about this wretched deal that has finally been made public on the arena, and this is the Maloofs pulling a switcheroo and what they wanted, and it is horrible. The city thought that it had a deal, but on every point that the city thought it sort of had a deal on, the Maloofs came back and they wanted more and more and more money, 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 and that's what they want. So another disputed item. So here's let me give you the highlights again. The ultimate say over the arena's design. One hard-fought concession gave the city and county the ultimate say over the arena's design in return for agreeing to absorb cost overruns. So the city can decide the design, but it has to absorb the cost overruns. But, however, the Maloofs, they want the right to walk out on the project or unilaterally reduce their rent payments by a million or more if the local government made design changes that they don't like or they don't agree to this. And they want to choose the project manager. So, in fact, they do want control of the design. It's just a sort of a backdoor way of achieving it. The Kings also sought to impose a 1,000-foot buffer zone around the arena, blocking food and drink competitors. They want the city to build the garage, but they get all the revenues from the garage, and they get tons of dough in the revenues. Another disputed item is the future of the Monarchs. The term sheet stated that both the Kings and the WNBA Monarchs would remain tenants in the new arena for the 30-year lease term, but the Kings proposed that they have the ability to move the Monarchs whenever they want. One lucrative concession sought by the Maloofs concerns the 85 acres of land they own at Arco Arena. This land would need to be rezoned before they could sell it for anything else. This summer, the city and the Maloofs said that they would work to have the land rezoned for housing, offices, and stores, boosting the value of that land substantially. The city proposed to sell its adjacent 100 acres and contribute the money to the arena deal. The Maloofs could have sold their land and used the money as they wish, but they are now seeking a way to get more money out of the land, even if a new arena winds up being built in the Thomas. They have proposed that if the arena is built on the Arco site, the city and county pay the difference in value between what the land is worth now and what it would have been worth had it been rezoned. Roger Dickinson said that the Maloofs pushed unsuccessfully to get a quick rezone of their land, regardless of whether the arena sales tax package passes or fails. So they want to rezone that land. They want to make a killing. Either way, whatever happens here, win, lose, draw, they want to walk out with tons of dough in their pocket. They would have had enhanced value in the land. However, the city of Sacramento vigorously fought releasing its proposal. Wait a minute. I don't think that happened. I don't think that they got the enhanced, the rezone that would have substantially enhanced the value of the land. The city of Sacramento vigorously fought releasing its proposal to the Maloofs, saying it was a draft document and negotiations should not be conducted in public. Well, yeah, maybe they should. State Assemblyman Dave Jones, Democrat, Sacramento, said that the proposal included building a marquee near I-5 for the Maloofs, an offer that had not even been made public. It is apparent to us why the city and county tried so hard to keep this secret, Jones said. A number of new revelations show a bad deal keeps getting worse. Oh, uh-huh, and amen to that. And they would have wound up paying about $3 million, and then they could have even walked out of the $3 million, I think, is one of the figures that I saw. I mean, they wanted everything, and they were going to pay a pittance for it. Forget it. Forget it. 349-13-2866-626. What? That thing stinks to high heaven. You read this in the newspaper. You got to take a shower after you read it in the newspaper. Steve, Lake of the Pines, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Steve.
Hey, thing, and initially I thought that the whole idea downtown would be a pretty good idea, and I think eventually some good use will come out of this whole thing. But after seeing the way that this deal has unfolded, I hope the voters don't forget about who the people are that are trying to make a deal. They're completely incompetent in their judgments about what they're trying to give away here.
I couldn't agree with you more, that they think this is such a draw. And you know, everything that the Maloofs want is really antithetical to what would be the best development, what would be best for the city of Sacramento in developing that area. They don't want any kind of pedestrian anything. They want you to drive, and they want it turned into a parking lot around it like a moat. They don't want anything, restaurants, anything that will compete with their $50 hot dogs and $80 beers. They don't want it. So that's not good for developing a pedestrian-friendly, vibrant downtown area.
You know, it's such a good thing, and I believe in private investing and things like that, but if it's a good deal with the amount of money that the players and the people who surround themselves in that forum make and have that is disposable, it makes you wonder, if it's that good of a deal, why don't they keep all the profits to themselves as well as putting out the expenditures?
Well, we like that, and if it's that great a deal, then let private monies pay for it. I thank you for the call, Steve. 349-1320. Marlene in Granite Bay. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Marlene.
Hi. I have been against the arena deal from the beginning, but when I read about the details of the deal between the Maloofs and the city and the county, it just sickened me. You know, I think that I agree with you that the Maloofs are only after the Maloofs, and I think from the very beginning they had every intention of, I think that what they said to the county and the city that they were, that they had this agreement, and then they went public once it was on the ballot and they felt like they had the government officials over a barrel, that's when they reneged and try to blame it on the city and county. And what we found out today, it wasn't the city and the county. It was the Maloofs. They just want to make as much money as possible.
Well, wait a minute. It gets even worse. They would have had to pay for everything that they were demanding, which was immense. They would have had to pay a pittance. For them, it's bus fare, $3 million.
Right.
And then they wanted a welch on the $3 million. They wanted to lower the rent by $1 million if they aren't satisfied with the design. So then they only have to pay $2 million, and they get this enormous
right.
return for
they're
it.
Not,
I mean, they are the worst. They have no sense of how the best deals that are made are the deals that everybody can feel decent about. Those are always the best deals. I was long ago by people who are far wiser than I am in these areas. You can extract the last penny out of somebody for a deal, and they'll never forgive you for it, and you'll wind up paying for it
right.
down the line. So you want a deal where everybody can live with it, because that's the best kind of a deal. And this is just ridiculous.
I agree. I think it is ridiculous. They reveal themselves for what they are. I don't think it's chutzpah. It's greed. They want the taxpayers to pay for everything, and then they make maximum profit.
Right.
And
what it doesn't
move the team, my feeling is, goodbye, good riddance. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. And they can take that $6,000 bottle of wine, and they can do it. You know what they can do with it.
Well, yeah, where the sun don't shine.
That's
I think.
Right.
Thank you,
okay,
Marlene.
Bye.
349-1320-866-626-1320. Here it is, the Maloofs, and the tremendous amount of greed here. Jeff in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Enid. You know, I just don't think the Maloofs want to be here. They're ready to move. They have to go through a process to satisfy the NBA head office in New York.
You could very well be right about that, because everything here, none of this is remotely conciliatory. It's just grabby and it's greedy. And maybe somebody leaked to, was it Ari Graswich in his column, somebody, that they want to go to, Southern California, and I forget now the city.
Orange County.
Was it Orange County? But wait, what was the city? Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Yeah, Anaheim.
That's the Duck Pond. Yeah, or Arrowhead Stadium, as it's called now. But yeah, I mean, that's what they want to do. There's no financial base here for extended luxury boxes. They can't sell the luxury boxes they have now in the old Arco Arena. Who's going to buy those? They have to go to a city that has the financial base that can afford luxury boxes, and they're really hitting the wall on just normal ticket prices here. They're going to put themselves out of the Sacramento market here pretty soon.
What are the average ticket prices?
You know, it's right around between 75 and 80 bucks, but that takes into account an awful lot of 20 and 25 and 30 dollar seats up in the second row.
But wait a minute, 75, 80 bucks, but that doesn't count the parking. That doesn't count that $50 hot dog or, well, you know, you want a beer. You're talking about at least 100 bucks or more.
Oh, for one person, yes.
You're talking about an evening that probably is approaching 140, 50, maybe, depending on what you, if you have dinner there.
You can't take a family to a Kings game.
Well, Jeff, I think you're probably right. I think that if they had any intention, this wouldn't have been so grabby a deal. You're probably right. They're just running out the clock, satisfying the requirement before they decide they're going to move on. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, Huey in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Huey. Huey, are you there? Hello? No, not there? Okay, adios, Huey. Time now to check traffic and weather together. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Halloween trick-or-treat version of Enid Live on AM, and Lucky Tuesday, too, on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Now, time to check the scary traffic.
And usually it is. It's very interesting, Enid Goldstein.
With Lisa West and Deshaun.
Slow traffic moving southbound 99. Northbound 99. Just south of Florin Road, we have a disabled vehicle. Interesting enough, here in Sacramento, we have several hit and runs. Douglas Boulevard, Eddie Cabot, Howe Avenue and Cottage Avenue, and eastbound I-80 at Eureka Road. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. It's full frontal radio.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Ooh, I'm scared. I'm scared of the maloofs. I'm scared that people will vote in that attacks increase. Ah, I'm scared. The do-do-do-do little might win. Oh, protect me. 342, the Halloween edition of Enid Live. I am your, you can see that we are very nutso today. I am yours until 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you can join what laughingly refers to itself as a conversation. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, one word. And you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We're talking about this ridiculous deal that the Maloofs were trying to foist on us. And you know what? I think our last caller had it right. They must have had no intention that this would come to pass. They just wanted, they were fishing around to get as much troll for as much as they could possibly squeeze out of the city. And really, they probably want to go elsewhere. Huey in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Huey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You know, this latent threat that the Kings have that they're going to move is one that I don't think we should worry about at all. I mean, a little bit of history is worth a lot of argument. Back in the 1980s, both the Rams and the Raiders moved out of Los Angeles. And what happened? Los Angeles has become a big college football town, and now the NFL is trying to get back into L.A., but nobody in L.A. is offering them the keys to the city to do it because people have found that there's life after pro sports. Similarly, in Fresno, there's no NBA team down there, but people who like sports get all of their satisfaction from Fresno State sports. And if you look at most state capital cities around the country, you know, in Madison, you've got University of Wisconsin sports. In Birmingham, it's, or Montgomery, rather, it's University of Alabama.
I thought Tuscaloosa.
I'm sorry.
I know that because my niece is there.
Oh, okay.
All right. She's at Bama.
But in Baton Rouge, you've got LSU. It just seems to me that if the Kings wind up leaving, what will happen is that sports junkies will turn and start getting more involved with Sac State, and eventually those programs might get a little better, or UC Davis. And so what? It's not worth...
Well, and you're close to the Bay Area also for whatever is available in the Bay Area. And yeah. And I'll tell you what else. These teams want to be in places where there's a huge money base and a huge corporate base to buy the luxury boxes.
That's right.
I don't think that they're going to find that in Fresno. And as far as Los Angeles is concerned, they're going to pay more to be in a place like Los Angeles because it's very much more inviting. It's a very rich kind of a base for them. It's the, what, second largest city in the country.
Well, let me tell you a funny thing about L.A. A friend of mine was working on a project to bring an NFL team back in L.A. And she did some polling, and she found out something fascinating in that there really isn't much sentiment for a team to come in from ordinary sports fans. You have two classes of sports fans. Those who are college fans, either SC or UCLA fans, didn't give a damn about an NFL team coming back in. Those who are hardcore NFL fans already had their own favorite teams whom they were watching on DirecTV with the NFL Sunday ticket. And they didn't want an NFL team in because the games they wanted were going to get blacked out. I mean, it was a.
So they don't want to. They don't want to even bestir themselves to get over to the stadium. They're happy to watch it on a huge flat screen set.
That's right. And she was fascinated by the polling results. And she said, you know, if this really ever went to a referendum, just on the sports stuff, she said we'd lose because there isn't that much sentiment.
What about basketball? Who do we have? What are the? You got to tell me. I'm kind of a sports illiterate. What do we have in the way of basketball in Los Angeles?
Oh, well, Los Angeles, you've got.
You got the Lakers, for God's sake.
The Lakers, but
so there's no place. There's no place for the Kings there with the Lakers there.
Well, but again, in Fresno, you've got Fresno State basketball, which is huge.
But they're not going to go. They're not going to Fresno because there's not the money base for Fresno. Was there enough money to lure them to Anaheim?
They could go to Anaheim. But my point is that if NBA team leaves Sacramento, there are college sports here for people who like them, and those will grow because in cities like Fresno, where there will never be an NBA or an NFL team. college sports do extremely well and may contribute to the culture of the town.
Well, what about the people who say, yes, but this lifts us from the realm of Cowtown? Move over.
Oh, that's so silly.
I know. I agree with you. You know what they could start to do? They could start, you want to not be a Cowtown, start to pick up the trash over on Watt. Right before, if you're coming from the freeway, and I don't know my directions too well, I can tell you left and right. Your goddess can't find her way out of a paper bag. But there's that whole section on Watt there where you get all the way up to Fulton, and it's a grassy area, and it's just one trash bag after another. It's just the worst. I don't know who's in charge of trash removal, but they ought to get up and do something about it because it's a mess. Huey, I thank you very much for explaining to us. 349-1320, Dave in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, well, let me make my point. I'm from the Bay Area. I'm from San Francisco, San Jose, for 30 years.
Okay.
To Elk Grove.
Okay.
Here's my point. They can have their arena on one condition. And my condition is, and I want something in writing. You pay these people $13 to $15 an hour, and I know it's never going to happen, so we already got that covered. So they can have it if they pay $13, $15 an hour for the employees that work there. Or they can just get out and move, and we'll find some other franchise like hockey, ice hockey, or another NBA company that wants to go in and play there and don't have to be complaining that, you know, the arena is so damn old.
Okay, all right, but I think you're rolling over too easily. They won't even do 13 or 15 an hour, but they would have to, in my book, they'd have to do way more than that. But I thank you, Dave, for the call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Ed, in Marysville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Ed.
Yeah, how are you doing? I want to make a couple points that kind of surrounds the Democrats and this thing with the arena both. I'm a planning commissioner in Marysville, and I lived many of my years in the Bay Area when the Sharks came there. And the Sharks were in San Jose. We worked a real fair deal with the city. Well, the combination is housing and the Kings. All these people, the developers today, the greed is unbelievable. In South County, Yuba County, the greed with these housing developers is unbelievable, and that thing's starting to take a deep six. And the Maloofs, they want to go to Las Vegas. That's where they want to go. And they don't care about the city of Sacramento. They don't care about the little guy getting a ticket to the event. And I'm one of the biggest sports fans in the world, but I'd never vote for this.
Oh, this is the worst. This is absolutely the worst. Ed, thanks very much for weighing in. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I love the traffic in Sacramento.
Man, Enid, I'll tell you what, on this Halloween, it is very interesting how people say, oh, you know what, if there isn't enough going on already, let us hit and run. Oh, it's a good Halloween. It's a form of trick-or-treat, apparently. And you know what's really interesting is that while they're hitting and running, they're very... scary costume. Marconi Avenue of Fulton Avenue, hit and run. Eastbound I-80 at Eureka Road, hit and run. Westbound 50, just west of Greenstone Road, hit and run. Calvine Road at Power Inn Road. Another hit and run, three-car crash, but thank God on this Halloween, everyone is still really quite safe. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Randy Rosen, you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
Listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors.
Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Then an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
On the Halloween edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. And all I can say to the Republicans is, boo. Or, and I hope what they say on Election Day is, boo-hoo. Because the polls are looking like it's a pretty much a dead heat. Laura Bush is coming to town. We've been talking about the Maloofs. We've been talking about this ridiculous arena deal. We haven't even gotten to John Kerry. He made some comments, and of course the White House jumped all over these comments. Dickey is going to be interviewed by Rush tomorrow, apparently, so that shows you how desperate he is. Laura's coming to town on behalf of both Mambo, Pombo, and Deep Doo 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 Little, and she's doing that, I think, on Thursday. And Charlie Brown needs your help. All the help that you can give him. Go for it. And Jerry McNerney, too. Bill Durston as well. But Charlie's really in a tight, tight race. So we are offering here at AM 1320, we will stamp the envelope. Any donation you want to make, you can do it online, which is really the most efficient way of doing it, I suppose. But if you don't want to do it that way, you don't want to send the check from home, and you're near us, you're in the neighborhood, we are at 5345 Madison Avenue, and you can come on over, and we will stamp the envelope for you for free, and we will even give you the envelope, and we will even address the envelope, and we will even walk it out to the post box right outside of our door. And I have to tell you, on the competition, the big conservative station across the way, I heard a call, somebody calling in to say, you know, I'm really a Democrat, and I am, but I'm so mad at all these allegations that Charlie Brown is making about Doolittle, and I thought you were fair. And you know what? The host, I think, picked up that this guy was not a Democrat. We over here really have a pretty good radar for this kind of thing. But that person saying, well, I'm really a Democrat, but you know, you're so unfair to Doolittle. Are you kidding? This guy was a Doolittle operative. And I wish the host had been able to see through that and really come down hard on this cretin, because the host was sort of running around trying to seem more balanced than, you know, this is, and the Doolittle operative said, oh, well, you know, on talk radio, you expect to have a fair assessment. Is he kidding? Is he kidding? Talk radio is a conveyor belt for thought traffic. And in the news business, reporters are paid not to have opinions, but talk radio hosts are paid to have opinions. And most of the opinions that you will hear on talk radio are conservative opinions, and they are Republican opinions. Only on Air America. And by the way, there's some new revelations about Air America and
Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
A Bush-Kerry battle over the troops in Iraq.
A senator from Massachusetts owes them an apology.
I apologize to no one for my criticism of the president and of his broken policy.
Rumsfeld endorses the general's plan for more Iraqi security forces.
I'm very comfortable with the increases they propose.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Neither man is running this year, but President Bush and Senator John Kerry find themselves in a rematch of sorts, triggered by this Kerry comment to a group of students in California.
You know, education, if you make the most of it, and you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
Kerry says he was referring to President Bush, but he botched the joke. The White House chose to take it as an insult to the troops, and at a campaign stop this afternoon, the president ran with it.
Partisan supporters at a Republican rally booed when the president told them what Kerry said, and Mr. Bush denounced those remarks in the strongest terms.
The senator's suggestion that the men and women of our military are somehow uneducated is insulting and it is shameful.
Mr. Bush declared that the members of the U.S. military are both plenty smart and plenty brave, and he said the senator from Massachusetts owes them an apology. Mark Knoller, CBS News, with the president in Perry, Georgia.
Kerry refuses to back down.
For them to suggest that somebody who served their country as I did and has a record like I have in the United States Congress of standing up and fighting for the troops would ever, ever insult the troops is an insult in and of itself. And they owe us an apology.
Now this.
I'll admit it. I'm as selfish as they come. Because when it comes to my small business, no one else is looking out for me. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need to help me make my customers happy. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, business is a game of survival of the fittest, and I plan on winning.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind. Yours. Dell. Purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a...
October is coming to an end with 103 U.S. troops killed in Iraq. American commanders want to shift more of the burden to the Iraqis, and today Defense Secretary Rumsfeld tentatively accepted their plan. CBS News correspondent David Martin broke this story.
Training and equipping Iraqi soldiers and police to take over the fighting for U.S. troops has always been the linchpin of the American exit strategy. But Defense Secretary Rumsfeld has now confirmed the mission is about to get bigger and take longer, saying he expects to approve a recommendation from General George Casey, the American commander in Iraq, to increase the size of the Iraqi security forces.
The current goal of 325,000 Iraqi soldiers and police would increase by at least 30,000 and as much as 100,000. Sudden infant death syndrome is not the parents' fault. It's a disease. That's the conclusion of a new study that links so-called crib death to brainstem abnormalities. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Malika Marshall explains.
When babies are placed face down or have their faces covered with bedding, the level of carbon dioxide in their body rises and usually activates nerve cells in the brain to stimulate them to breathe and to arouse themselves so that they won't actually suffocate. But what they found was that in kids with SIDS, that the serotonin system probably wasn't working effectively and didn't signal these babies to do things like turn their heads so that they could breathe more easily.
Medical experts are rethinking the way they test men for prostate cancer. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has that.
Here's the big problem with prostate cancer screening. There's no tried and true PSA danger level.
So we end up doing lots of biopsies unnecessarily.
Now, in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, Johns Hopkins researcher Ballantyne Carter says you can accurately find patients at real risk by tracking the rate of change in PSA levels over time.
Individuals who have a lower rate of rise may not require a biopsy, even though their PSA might be at a level that would suggest they need a biopsy.
In this study, those people had a 92% chance of not dying dying of prostate cancer 25 years later. A high rate rise meant a 50-50 chance of death. Earlier screening at age 40 is being recommended here to get a baseline PSA level for future comparison. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Baltimore.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
It's life underground. It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
4:05, 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Halloween edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Let me remind you that all calls to Enid Live are toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We stream live, and to our listeners in the Virgin Islands, we're delighted that you're with us. And you can listen to us online, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. And let me remind you, the shows are archived, whiterosesociety.org. We're giving away free Bill Durston T-shirts if you want to contribute to some of the campaigns that we support and the candidates that we support. We will stamp the envelope. We'll mail it for you. We'll even provide the envelope. We'll help you address it. We'll walk it out to the post box. We'll do it all. Joining us in this segment, State Senator Deborah Bowen, who is running for Secretary of State, and we're great fans and supporters. Senator Bowen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Enid.
Talk to me about, there is so much now in the mainstream press, and there hasn't, suddenly it is an explosion of comment and reporting about the whole voting phenomenon, the e-voting. We know that a lot of races are going to be tight this particular election day, and I think a lot of us don't have confidence that there's integrity in the process as we all once had confidence in the process, and I think a lot of us don't have confidence in the process. So talk to me about that and where you stand on the whole issue of e-voting.
Well, there's pretty good reasons not to have confidence, but we continue to make progress. And before I talk about the flaws, let me say this: I know that people who don't go to the polls, registered voters who don't go to the polls and vote, won't have their votes counted. Or they can vote absentee. So I don't want anybody out there using that as an excuse for not casting a vote. But, you know, there are concerns, and virtually every day, sometimes every hour, it seems, I learn of some new problem. We are fortunate in California because we do have a paper trail requirement, and we also have a requirement that the paper trail be used to audit the electronic voting machines. That's under a bill that I carried that our Secretary of State opposed, and fortunately the governor signed it anyway.
All right, so your competition, Bruce McPherson, opposed the requirement of a paper trail. Why would he oppose that?
He didn't oppose the paper trail. He opposed using it.
You could have it, but you can't use it?
It's for, I can't remember what his objection said exactly, something about it's for the voters' convenience. But the real purpose of the paper trail is to have a record so that if there's a meltdown of one of the machines, concern about something being amiss, that we have the ability to go back and compare the record of what happened at the polling place with what the voting machine says happened.
Can the paper trail be manipulated?
The paper trail, if people actually review it, is a pretty good check. Now, there are some problems with the paper trail itself. Many of our voting machine vendors didn't build in the printer and the paper requirement, and essentially what they've done is bolt on something that looks like a cash register tape. I watched a video that was on PBS of voters in Stockton casting ballots, and the poll worker there told them, "Oh, the paper trail. No, don't worry about that. That's for headquarters. That's for their records." And that voter should have been instructed, "You need to check that record on paper because that is how we know that your vote was recorded properly."
In other words, you can do that. As a voter, you can ask to see. Now, I know that I think I vote in a place where there's an optical scan.
Mm-hmm.
How do you review that? How do you know that what you thought you were voting for actually was what was registered as your vote.
Well, the purpose of the paper trail, on a touchscreen machine, the paper trail will print and will show in the, and the, usually it's just a little window. Again, it's not very well designed. You really need to have your good reading glasses with you if you're my age. But that, if that paper trail is wrong in any way, if it doesn't reflect your vote as you wish it to be cast, you need to step out of the voting booth right then and there and say something to a poll worker. Do not press the finish or cast a vote button and then raise the issue. You have to do it before you finish.
Okay, so before, now we're, so before, if you, so if something pops up on a window then, and if that's not what your intention was, if the somehow what popping up on the window is not what you were thought you were voting for, you walk out and you get a poll worker to help you.
Right.
You don't, yeah, you don't press the part that finishes, otherwise that's it.
Otherwise that's it. And we just had that happen to someone in Redondo Beach who was voting, and about a third of the way through her ballot, the machine skipped to the end. And she kept going back to try to get the two-thirds of the races and initiatives on her sample ballot that she had marked, and couldn't get back to the place where she could vote. She got a little flustered, hit the cast vote or finish button, and then went to get the poll worker, who said, well, it's too late now. The reason that having a paper ballot is so important is that if you see that paper ballot and you see that it's wrong, you can get the poll worker and replace it before it goes into the ballot box.
My guest is State Senator Deborah Bowen. She is running for the office of Secretary of State, and we are supporting her. We think she would be marvelous. And I know you're getting a lot of support from Air America stations around the country, and probably liberal. I would guess the Daily Kos. Are they supporting you, people on the Daily Kos?
I blog regularly there.
Okay.
In fact, and today we just put up a video on YouTube. So we had a little caper with a voting machine, a Diebold voting machine, at midnight with a couple of guys with flashlights, so people can go have a look for that.
Deborah Bowen, Senator Bowen, is a graduate of Michigan State, and her law degree is from the University of Virginia. So in Yolo County, oh, well, before I go to Yolo County, we are told that anybody who requests a paper ballot can get one in any of the voting places, any voting venue. Is that true?
That's true. However, it is up to the registrar of voters to determine how many paper ballots to have on hand and how to use them. So it is actually the same order that was in place in June when in Kern County, which is a Diebold county, all of the voting is done on Diebold touchscreen machines.
And there was a huge problem in Kern County.
There was a huge problem. They didn't have the right cards to activate that Diebold software, and many polling places couldn't open. And this is really was hard for me to believe, but it's what happened. The registrar of voters had instructed poll workers not to open the paper ballots. So when the Diebold machines wouldn't work, poll workers were under instructions not to open the paper ballots that they had. Some of the poll workers ignored that, opened the paper ballots, and people were able to vote.
In other words, they were instructed not to open the packages of paper ballots,
yes,
and distribute them?
Yes.
And why would that be?
Well, it's actually more complicated. It's more work to close the polls if you have to account for the paper ballots that were distributed as well as closing out whatever electronic or machine.
So this supervisor apparently got confused and thought that the whole point of the exercise of voting was to make her work lighter or his work lighter, rather than to have everybody register their vote. Is that the point here?
You're very kind. She was on vacation the day that we held a hearing in Bakersfield on the issue, but her second in charge, who did come to answer questions, we don't know why, but we do know that poll workers were instructed not to open the packages of paper ballots. So I don't know what's going to happen in other counties. You have some counties where you have fantastic registrars of voters who go out of their way to make sure that every voter can vote in a way that they're comfortable with, can vote independently if they're disabled, and can vote on paper.
Your opponent, Bruce McPherson is accusing you of the thing that men always accuse women of, which is, in essence, an advanced case of PMS, that nobody can get along with you, that the registrars don't like you, that they there's a testiness. And to me, that's a mark of somebody doing their job that, you know, pisses off the status quo. What's your response to his allegations?
Well, I guess his allegations are basically amount to stay the course.
Stay the course.
Yeah.
Instead of cut and run.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's really too bad that in 2006, women, that we still have men putting out press releases saying that women aren't fit for office because they're pushy or aggressive. And I will say to you that when it comes to having voters able to vote, and to have their vote counted, I am more than happy to be pushy and aggressive.
Well, what I think a lot of people don't realize is that those people who, first of all, those people, those supervisors have a lot of power. And secondly, a lot of them have been recruited by the e-voting machine companies. And so there's a whole lot of information, I think, that's missing from that particular conversation.
Yeah. Well, there is a revolving door between voting machine vendors and the offices of registrars of voters in some counties, and it's very concerning. But, you know, it's also the fact that in March of this year, a number of registrars called me to ask me to help, to intervene, because the Secretary of State had entered into an agreement with the Bush administration to require an exact match before voters, new voters and voters changing their address could go on the voter rolls.
What do you mean an exact match?
Well,
what I mean
is that if your last name is O'Brien, and it's spelled with a space in some places and not in others, or it's wrong in your Social Security records and it's spelled with an E, but you actually spell it with an A, those kinds of errors were keeping people from being able to complete their voter registration. And in Los Angeles County, it was 43% of all voters who were registering. Statewide, it was one out of every four voters.
Oh, my God.
So it was a huge number, and a couple of registrars called me and said, we cannot get anyone in the Secretary of State's office to do anything about this. Can you please help?
What'd you do?
Well, we started to, we were aggressive.
Good. And thank goodness for that.
It's very interesting. On the same day, unbeknownst to each other, I wrote a letter to the Secretary of State, as did the League of Women Voters, and the Asian Pacific American Law Center also weighed in because the issue was particularly of concern to Asian American voters, because surnames tend to be things like Suhu, that where it's easy to confuse what's a middle name, what's a last name, what's the spacing, what's the spelling. There are optional spellings for many names like that. And it took us several months to get him to change those rules. Ultimately, a federal court, held that similar rules in the state of Washington could not be used because they were likely to be held to be unconstitutional as disenfranchising voters. The other voters it was eliminating from the rolls were women disproportionately because we change our names with marital status. And if you have your maiden name on your driver's license, but you vote under your married name, you couldn't register to vote without further verification under those rules.
My guest is State Senator Deborah Bowen. Materon Ross in the San Francisco Chronicle said that it was pretty much a statistical dead heat, that you were a couple of points ahead of Bruce McPherson. Do you have any polling? What does your polling indicate?
All the polling I've seen has me ahead by 2%, 3%, 5%. Always within the margin of error, but ahead in every single poll. I do think this is likely to be a very close election.
With your competition being the person in charge of the voting, yep. How do you know you're going to get a fair count? I mean, I hate to sound as cynical as I know that sounds, but how do you know that you are?
Well, I don't think he would stoop to changing the outcome of an election, really. He and
you
I
don't?
Have sharp policy disagreements.
Well, you don't? I mean, I don't think that the, I don't think the president had second thoughts about stooping. And I mean, those are the stories about Ohio, and there are lots of question marks about Ohio.
Yeah.
So why would Bruce McPherson exempt himself from the shoddy ethics of the Republican Party?
You know, I just have to assume that the way that we are able to audit in California, while it's not good enough, it gives us some comfort.
we will be able to go back and recount. We do have a paper record of every vote that is counted in California because of our requirements. We're going to use that to audit the machines. But really, it's an argument for further opening up the process. Now, his answer to voters' concerns about Ohio and Florida and other places around this country where there have been major meltdowns with voting equipment, electronic voting equipment, is just to tell everyone that he's run two perfect elections. And I think the way that you reassure people is to open everything up, to get rid of the trade secret software that is counting our votes. I think it's an outrage that we're using secret software. There were articles today around the state talking about the fact that that one of the voting machine companies appears to be owned by
Sequoia in Oakland, yeah. By somebody. You know, it's interesting. It's the only time that the real Republicans have come to life on this issue is because they think that there's a Venezuelan ownership with some with some ties to Hugo Chavez, and so therefore the count could be off. But, you know, blackboxvoting.org, and I know at Princeton and also in Maryland, but blackboxvoting.org, they took two 54-year-old women who had four extra minutes of time on their hands with $12 worth of tools that you can buy in any hardware store, and they were able to hack in and change things and then exit, and nobody was any the wiser except for the people who were witnessing
this. And that's one of the problems is people keep asking me, well, do you have any evidence of manipulation? And first, that's not the point. We, in a democracy, if you want to have the government viewed as legitimate, you cannot have huge numbers of people doubting that the outcome of an election is reflected when the person who's taking office is sworn in. You have to have good refereeing. You can't have the referee also be, you know, one of the players. But, and the other thing is, we really don't know because we haven't done the kinds of audits that we need to do. So we don't know what could have happened. We put a fun video up on our website. It's www.deborahbowen.com, so people can have a look.
Well, we're gonna let people know how they can contribute to your campaign, whether it's volunteers or whether hard cold cash.
Right. And one of the things I want to say is that I am really inspired by the number of people who believe in democracy as an idea, not on a partisan basis, but they just really believe that the American people, if they are allowed to register to vote, if they're eligible and cast their votes and have their votes counted, will make good decisions over time. And we want to get off, stop having to have so many people devote so much energy to the mechanics of voting. We want to open things up.
Yeah, but this is the first time that on a huge mass level that we have not felt confident about whether or not our vote was being accurately recorded. I mean, there were lots of us, I've been looking at this issue for several years now, three or four anyway, but it has now become a very mainstream scrutinized by the mainstream press, which is a good thing, but still it doesn't inspire confidence. And we're already living in times where fear is being used to manipulate us. We're living in a kind of post-terrorist world, and so now we have yet another fear, and that is that one of the waning things that we're able to do in a democracy is to vote, and yet is it an honest count? Let me ask you two questions. Absentee ballots and optical scans. If you're in a voting place where you vote paper, you know, you fill out, you know, with a black pencil, and then it goes into an optical scan. Is that an honest count? Can that be manipulated?
Well, there actually was a study just today that came out, was done for the state of Connecticut, which commissioned it, that said that it was not difficult to hack the counter that scans an optical scan equipment. However, there is a paper record of every single vote that was counted. So if you have appropriate auditing and recount procedures in place, you can, and you use them, that's some comfort. And I think we do have a 1% manual audit in California. Historically, it has not had to include absentee ballots, and now we have enormous numbers of people voting.
All right. A lot of people have called my program to say that they may have been instructed by your website or maybe by other people to be certain that their vote counted, that they were instructed to vote absentee and then bring it into the polling place. Is that so, or
well,
is that an urban legend?
I've definitely told people that if you haven't mailed your absentee ballot by the Thursday before the election, I think it is wise to bring it in. You do not have to take it to your own polling place. You can drop it off at any polling place in the county you live in. Don't drop it off in another county.
But you can, so know which county you live in and drop it off at a polling place in that county.
Yeah, but that's important because absentee, you know, we all think of government things as needing to be postmarked on the due date. We all know this because, well, some of us actually don't mail our tax returns until April.
Well, but I think here they have to have arrived. Yeah.
And next starting
and in some counties it wasn't accurately postage, I am told. Is that true? And some people don't know that. And
Yes, that's true. Yeah, there were some counties. One county, in fact, I think it's Ventura, where it costs 83 cents. To mail back an absentee ballot, but there was no way for voters to know that unless they had a postal scale at home and were in the habit of weighing all their mail. In other counties, it was 63 cents. Some registrars printed it right on the envelope so that people knew. Others didn't. There's now been an arrangement made with the post office so that counties will pick up the costs
if the postage doesn't cover it.
Yeah, but my concern is just, you know, it's human nature. I know that when I get a birthday card for somebody that's oversized, I really don't want to put 2 39-cent stamps on there, you know? It just bothers me to give the post office 15 cents more than I owe them. So it'll sit on the counter. And I'm concerned that some people in those counties will do that and that they just won't get it done. But it is a problem, and starting next year, under a bill that I carried this year, people will have the ability to check with their registrar of voters to see if their absentee ballot has arrived. The ballots are already scanned and generally barcoded anyway, so the registrars know, and the registrar in San Mateo County pioneered this practice. People in his county can check to see if their absentee ballot has actually arrived. And I think it's a fantastic idea.
All right, so the absentee, you can check that your absentee ballot has arrived. And how do you do that again?
Starting next year.
Oh, starting next year. Okay.
That bill got signed this year. So starting next year, people will be able to do that.
State Senator Deborah Bowen, a candidate and our favorite for Secretary of State. How can we help your campaign? What can we do where do we go? What's your website?
Well, website is www.deborahbowen.com, and it's D-E-B-R-A.
B-O-W-E-N. Uh-huh. .com.
So
okay.
Go there and... you can sign up for email. The most important thing people can do at the grassroots level is just to talk to other people about it. You know, people are sitting down now to vote. The sample ballot in some counties, the ballot pamphlet's 172 pages long. It's really daunting. People want to be good citizens. They want to be informed. And it's the people who have sent out emails to their, you know, if you have two people on your email list, that's great. If you have, as Steve Wesley told me, 48,000, well, that's even better. But just an email that says, you know, I've been studying the Secretary of State race, and I'm troubled by the electronic voting systems and by security, and I think Deborah Bowen would do a fantastic job. So if you're weighing this race, that's the way I'm voting, and I urge you to do the same. That is a very strong message, and it comes from someone who people know. It's not a TV ad, and people are sick of TV ads.
So if you talk to your friends, a kind of viral marketing,
yeah.
If
and
you talk to your friends and you say, look, who are you voting for in some of these races that are maybe not as well-publicized as top-of-the-ticket races, that would be a good thing to do. How about cash? Can you use some?
Absolutely.
How can we make a contribution?
There's a way to do that on the website too. We take plain old checks. Actually, someone yesterday, Congressman Brad Sherman from Southern California, was saying that, you know, we know trees are going to grow up and some of them are going to be cut down, and their best and highest use is to be turned into a check for Deborah Bowen for Secretary.
The mother's milk of politics. Okay, so we can send you a check, and we want to go to deborahbowen.com, and that's D-E-B-R-A-B-O-W-E-N, D-E-B-R-A-B-O-W-E-N.com. Senator Bowen, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate the fact that you've come on, and we are wishing you all the best, and we'll try to get people to do what you have asked of them. Any thought that you want to leave us with?
Just, you know, one thing. We can make elections in this country, in this state,
secure and honest and give disabled people the right to vote independently. This is not rocket science. You know, Forrest DeSores, who was the previous chair of the Elections Assistance Commission, has commented that we know more about how to put equipment, how to build a machine to take pictures of rocks on Mars than we know about how to safeguard the American right to vote.
Well, how is it that Kevin Shelley said the Diebold machines, he wasn't going to certify them, and how is it that Bruce McPherson decided to certify them?
Well, you need to ask Bruce McPherson why he certified machines that have many known security flaws.
Deborah Bowen, State Senator Deborah Bowen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks.
And we're wishing you lots of good luck in the race. We hope that you are the next Secretary of State.
Looks good, but everybody has to get out there and vote.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
But only once, Enid.
Oh, not like Chicago early
not
and often?
Like Chicago.
Oh, too bad.
Right.
And do you have to necessarily be alive to do this?
<All right.
laughs> Thank you very much, Deborah Bowen. We appreciate you coming out with us today. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Oh, no. Time now to check the scary traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West and ghosts and goblins in general.
Man, I'll tell you, there's some ghosts and goblins. I believe Poltergeist South Bend 99. And after today, I think that they really are hiding by Fruit Ridge Road, Elk Grove Boulevard, Sheldon.
Did you say poultry guys? So a lot of chickens in the road?
Isn't that rush? Hold on, I just threw up in my mouth. Just kidding. Bell Road at Coors Lane. Coors Lane sounds like fun to party on. Three-car crash. Northbound 99 just south of eastbound 50. We do have a two-car crash there as well. Now, on the 160 northbound at Canterbury, we have a pedestrian. Looks like he's wandering around. And a couple of hit-and-runs. Los Santos, Elk Grove Boulevard at Rio Linda, southbound 99 just north of westbound Florin Road, and 8498 Florin Road, all hit-and-runs on this Halloween. Enid Live will be back at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I'm what you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
This is a sunny day with tonight's AccuTerror forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerror is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerror radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now,
I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's web channel.
On the Halloween edition of Enid Live, every day is a fright here for Republicans. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And again, if you were just joining us, you've missed Deborah Bowen, Secretary of State, we hope. She's running for that office. She's a state senator. And she could use your help. And in all the polling, she's ahead, but it's still a statistical dead heat. So go to DeborahBowen.com. She could use all the donations you want to give, whether you want to volunteer money or time. And certainly what she thinks would be helpful would be to tell your friends. So call and tell your friends. Tell them about Enid Live. Tell them about AM 1320. And tell them about Deborah Bowen as well. Let's head over to the phones and to Ann in Sacramento. Hi, Ann. You're live with Enid. Hi, Ann.
Last week, because I was so upset about the Ohio mess and that they still had the Secretary of State that was Bush's campaign manager in 2004.
Okay.
Anyway, I voted for Deborah Bowen on my absentee ballot last week.
Okay.
And I wanted to know if you had watched Lou Dobbs on Sunday.
I did not.
Boy, I'm telling you, I was so glad Russert wasn't on. I usually watch Russert. And I've heard some things about him that really amazed me.
Well, what was the point about Lou Dobbs?
Well, Lou Dobbs was discussing voting machines, and he had a young woman on whose name I didn't catch, but she told everybody how Cuyahoga County, which was the county next to where I lived in Lake County, was so broke that they were letting the poll workers take the machines home, and they stored them on your garage floor.
Well, that happened also in Southern California, in San Diego. And by the way, that's a very close race, that Brian Bilbray, Francine Busby all over again. And he's under some investigation. So I am not surprised. A lot of this is going on, and it's easy to hack into those machines. And you can do it when they're home like that with you, and there's no way, I don't think, to figure it out. But
And they also didn't have keys to start them up in the morning, so some of them opened late. Because they were running around looking for the keys.
Well, you heard what Deborah Bowen said in Kern County. The machines weren't working because they couldn't figure out there were some apparatus that was missing. And instead of distributing paper ballots, the supervisor there said, no, we're not going to distribute the paper ballots. So you were kind of stuck. It was a mess. I thank you for the call. In Yolo County, machines were delivered, and the audio was all in Vietnamese. So a lot of good that's going to do. 349-1320-866-626-1320. So e-voting, it could skew the elections. You want to have confidence in your voting. I think Deborah Bowen would be the person. She will do the job. And the question that nobody is answering is, how is it that Kevin Shelley decertified the Diebold machines and Bruce McPherson thought they were just fine to use, when in fact those Diebold machines have been problematic for quite a long time? There were allegations that felons were programming them as well. And there were patches. And what we know is that Max Cleland, for example, walked into his race way ahead, many, many points ahead, and he walked out many, many, many points behind. And nobody could figure out what had happened. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We've been talking about the arena. We've been talking about the ridiculous and onerous terms of the arena. We're talking also about the Doolittle race. We're going to get to John Kerry in just a moment. But I want to share some of the emails I'm getting from some of you. First of all, on the Charlie Cook, they have changed the McNerney-Pombo race from Republican, I think lean Republican, to toss-up. So that's looking really good for Pombo. I don't know if they've made any determination on Doolittle and our guy Charlie Brown, but you really have got to help him and push. I just got this. I listen to you. Hi, Enid. I listen to you every day on my way home from work. Good job. Charlie Brown is closing the gap. He must beat John Dicklittle. Can you call him that? Yes, we can. And we just did. Eva says, this just in, the cheese has finally slipped from John Doolittle's cracker. The congressman's his material does not include war in Iraq as one of the issues during his campaign for re-election. Yes, you read that right. John Doolittle does not list Iraq on the issue page of his website. So much for his support of the troops. He doesn't believe the war they are fighting is an issue important to his campaign. This guy is arrogant, clueless, and worthless, signed Eva. Well, I think what everybody is saying is that the election is going to be a referendum on Dickey and his policies. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Steve in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
How you doing, Enid?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I have a question for you, or I have a comment, rather, regarding electronic voting. I believe it's a crutch for the state system, the electoral, you know, systems to lean on when voting gets messed up. There was a vote that happened not too long ago when all the kids...
349-1320-866-626-1320. Sharon in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sharon.
Hello, Enid. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you.
I attended three of McPherson's hearings before approving Diebold. There were approximately 200 people in the audience. Especially at the first one, maybe a little less at each of the others. But I would say 9 to 10, they were opposed to Diebold and opposed to McPherson certifying these machines. But we all knew that it wouldn't make any difference, that he'd do it anyhow, which he did. And I have just two quotes that I'd like to give you, Enid.
Yes. So what did he say when you asked him about Diebold? What was his comeback to you?
Oh, McPherson wasn't even there.
Oh, okay.
He didn't appear at any of them. We had two others held by Deborah Bowen.
Wait a minute. I think I missed some of what you were saying. Are you saying that whenever she tried to debate him, he just didn't show up?
No, I'm saying that he held three hearings in which he was not present.
He held these hearings and he didn't show up?
No, he wasn't there. I have no idea who he is.
That's pretty remarkable. Why would you hold? It's like having everybody come to a party and then you decide not to be there.
Well, we didn't expect much else.
Well, if you didn't expect much of him, you weren't disappointed. Sharon, I thank you very much for the information. 349-1320, 866. We have one line open. 866-626-1320. David in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, David.
That lady had a couple of quotes, and actually I have one for her as a rebuttal.
26-1320. Let's head over to Nancy. Hi, Nancy. You're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hi, Enid. This is Nancy. I'm calling to find out if we're going to have supporters out for Charlie Brown at the John Doolittle fundraiser on Thursday night.
Is this the one where Laura Bush is coming to town?
Yeah, John Doolittle is going to be having Laura Bush speak on his behalf in Rockford.
Hiding behind a woman's skirts, is he? Nancy?
I'm losing, yes.
I said, is he hiding behind a woman's skirts? Or is he just looking up them? Oh, never mind. Okay, all right, so you're going to have people there? All right,
I'm wondering, are they going to? I want to know where it's going to be held.
Oh, I don't know. If we hear anything, we'll let you know.
Great, thanks.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Nancy. And anybody who's interested in supporting Charlie Brown, here's what you want to do. You want to, this is the push, and this is where it's really important. And I have to tell you that driving around Roseville last weekend, I could see people on the corner supporting Republicans for Charlie Brown, waving that big old American flag, and, you know, I thought it was really powerful. So if you can help out in any way, get people to the polls, make phone calls, I think he's got a really good, the gap is narrowed. And I'm told that the 49 Doolittle 46 Charlie is from a Republican polling operation, so maybe the gap is even, you know, maybe it's a, you know, it's more favorable to Charlie, but it is within the statistical error. It's a statistical dead heat. 349-1320, Kevin in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I had a question about absentee ballots. I actually already mailed mine in, so I might be a little bit late on this. I filled mine in with a pen, and I thought you said earlier that you're supposed to use number two pencil.
I don't know. I didn't do the absentee this year, so I don't know.
Because it didn't specify either one.
Well, if it didn't specify, then you're probably fine. But call the Secretary of State's office and see.
Okay,
if it doesn't tell you what you're supposed to use. Was it black? Was it black ink?
Oh, absolutely. It said black in the circle, but it didn't specify number two pencil or whatever, so I just used pen. I mean, I don't have number two pencils around my house in abundance, you know what I mean?
You know, that they've gone the way of typewriters. Nobody has pencils anymore, and you can't even find a pencil sharpener around. Thanks, Kevin. call the Secretary. Thank you. Call the Secretary of State's office, 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Charles and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Charles.
Hi, I don't know why, but every time I get on the air, it garbles your side, so I'll give mine, and it's pretty brief, okay?
Okay.
About these voting machines, voting is not an industrial production process. It's not important to see how many votes we can get cast. It is a ritual that used to govern our country. We should use paper ballots, which are counted ritually by human people. And that way we know what the people's will is, okay?
Well, there's a novel idea, the paper ballot. That's fine with me. And counted by actual human beings is an even better idea.
Yes, that's exactly the idea.
Well, Charles, you and I are in agreement on that, and I thank you. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West and find out how scary is it on those highways and byways.
It's very interesting and very scary. But I got to tell you, and now out of all seriousness...
Be scared. Be very scared.
Yeah, be afraid of me, because you know what? I mean, I guess I'm glad I'm not on that end of the law. Because I have a hit and run involving a trick-or-treater. And that is very disappointing. People, please slow down. It is Halloween, and they are children out on the roads and the streets, okay? Some of them aren't with their parents, but please slow down. This is very serious. Calvary Road at Power Inn Road, we may even have a death there due to a hit and run that has caused an accident and one as a trick-or-treater. So please slow down. The weather is beautiful. It's nice, and it's Halloween.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320. Sacramento's left channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonus.
blissfully at Cache Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cache Club and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cache Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit CacheCreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
If it's the internet,
it's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck, it's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things and going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
49-1320.
On this administration, I'm Enid Goldstein. And you are listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, if you can stand it. Trick or treat. Boo. 349-1320-866-626-1320. We're talking about e-voting. We're going to be talking about John Kerry and his remarks in the next hour. And if you were just joining us, you missed Deborah Bowen. But all of that is available on WhiteRoseSociety.org. And we have a line or two available. Let's head over to Sacramento and Ron. Hi, Ron. You're live with Enid. Hi, Ron.
How you doing, Enid?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yeah, I don't believe in this whole e-voting crap.
You don't? Why?
Well, I was in the military for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and the first time that I ever went to vote, you know, my Uncle Bobby took me, and that was when I was back east. So when we went, it was like, you know, your first time going, and, you know, it's an experience. And nowadays, people can vote with this e-voting, and... I mean, like, what am I going to do when I go to take my kid? My kid Chris is going to go, and what's going to happen then?
Well, you're going to hope that you're going to hope that you get an honest count. But I'll tell you what, it's an issue for the military. The people who are overseas and they are voting, it's a lot easier, but it's also a lot less secure.
Right. But what I'm saying is when I take my kid Chris over to vote, you know, what's he going to do once he gets inside that booth or wherever? I mean, is he just going to select like number six?
No. Have you never e-voted?
What's that?
Have you never voted e-voted before?
I don't think my kid Chris has ever voted either. I mean, he just turned 18 recently.
Okay, but have you never e-voted?
Me, no.
Okay.
I'm old school.
All right, well, it's not hard, and it's pretty easy. What the only question is it an honest count? That's really the question.
My question to you, I mean, what should I tell my kid Chris when I go to go over to vote? What should I tell him to do once he gets inside that?
They'll tell him what to do. It's pretty easy, and it's very self-explanatory.
No, you don't understand. He's a knucklehead. I have to tell him to do everything.
I see, Ron. Well, I think you're going to have to work that out with your kid Chris. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320, Bill in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill. Hi, Bill. Bill?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Welcome.
Yeah, I am very concerned about the validity of these electronic no paper trail voting machines, and I had a question that I wanted to ask Deborah, or maybe you have the answer. If you have a real close vote and you need a recount, do you have to accept the vote count of an electronic voting machine? Or do you throw all of the votes out that voting machine counted?
There's a paper trail, and assuming that you need to recount it, you go back to the paper trail, and then you look there. I would imagine.
I'm just wondering if you couldn't just question the count and throw the entire count on that electronic machine out.
She says there's a paper trail.
Because of no paper trail.
She says that there is a paper trail. So that presumably what would happen is that you look at the paper trail and then you try to reconcile the numbers. That's what I would guess. 349-1320, Ray and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I had a problem voting. I'm a little bit hard of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't let me vote for some reason. I don't know why this was. I usually have my clerical go with me voting,
mm-hmm.
and this time they wouldn't let me do that. So I don't know. Hopefully this time when I vote, they'll let me bring Chris.
1320-866-626-1320. Tim in Sac. Hi, you're live. Hi, Tim.
You just did an incredibly brave thing.
I did? What did I do?
What you should have done was land your plane.
I think the trick-or-treaters must be out in force today. Mike and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I wanted to comment on electronic voting. If you grew up the same as I did, you can probably remember that when we would watch the voting returns come in, we would usually know who the winners were by the time we went to bed.
Well, there's the exit polling as well.
Right. And what I'm saying is that the reason that they told us all that we needed electronic voting was especially in the high population areas in the cities, that there were so many voters that there was no way that we could have paper ballots anymore because it would take so long that they wouldn't be able to have the count out so that people...
Well, part of this got started...
Sacramento's left channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
A week before Election Day 2006, it seems like a rerun of the 2004 campaign with President Bush and Senator John Kerry going at each other. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod has the story.
Talking to students at a campaign event last night, John Kerry's one-liner fell flat.
Most of it, you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart. You can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
Kerry called it a botched joke about the president. Mr. Bush said nothing doing. It was a slam at the troops.
The members of the United States military are plenty smart, and they are plenty brave. And the senator from Massachusetts owes them an apology.
Kerry says it's the Bush administration that should apologize.
I'm sick and tired of a whole bunch of Republican attacks, most of which come from people who never wore the uniform and never had the courage to stand up and go to war themselves.
CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has an update on the battle for control of Congress.
One way to gauge how things are going in an election is to watch the money, and national Republicans are pulling cash out of three House races they apparently no longer think they can win. Republican seats in Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Ohio. One of the seats they're retreating on is the one held by Bob Ney, headed to prison in the Abramoff bribery case. He's not running again, but still hasn't quit Congress, making things tough for the Republican trying to succeed him. Democrats, on the other hand, keep expanding races they're putting money into, including new cash going into an effort to win normally Republican districts in Kansas and Nebraska.
U.S. generals in Iraq want to boost the number of Iraqi security forces by up to 100,000, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld says, okay.
I'm very comfortable with the increases they've proposed and the accelerations in achievement of some of their targets.
Speeding up the training and equipping of Iraqi soldiers and police would cost $1 billion or more on top of about $10 billion spent already. Researchers think they now understand sudden infant death syndrome. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says a new study points to an abnormality in the brainstem.
In normal babies, there's a chemical called serotonin that works as part of a kind of an alarm system in the brainstem. When the baby isn't breathing deeply enough, a signal is sent to the brain saying, hey, wake up, or to the lungs saying, breathe more deeply. In babies with SIDS, that system is short-circuited. The wiring doesn't work right, and the alarm system is broken.
Experts hope to develop a way of detecting the problem before it's too late. A federal appeals court says the tobacco industry can continue selling cigarettes labeled light and low tar. This gives the companies time to challenge a judge's ruling that they use those labels to mislead the public about the dangers of smoking. Today on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial is down 5 points to 12,080. The Nasdaq gained nearly 3 points to close at 2366. And the price of oil was down below $58 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Does a promise come with an expiration date? Is it good for a day, a year, 30 or 50 years? At New York Life, we make promises that have no expiration date. And when we make a promise, we live by it. The promise to pay a claim, to provide for and protect a family. It is why New York Life is built on the unshakable values of financial strength, integrity, and humanity. Keeping our promises is why New York Life is the company you keep.
This Wednesday is Kohl's Half Price Sale, where great styles are half off throughout the store. I'm here with fashion stylist Alexa, chatting about great coats.
Why buy just a basic coat? Go for one in a fashion length this season.
Especially at half price.
For sure, treat them like an accessory. The fitted three-quarter length can dress up any outfit. Add a crop jacket to the mix this year, too. Very chic.
Very savvy at Kohl's Half Price Sale. Save 50% on fashion for you and your home this Wednesday only, from 7 a.m. to midnight at Kohl's. Expect great things.
It's the end of an era in daytime TV. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive has the Bob Barker story.
After 35 years hosting The Price is Right, and before that, starting in 1956, he fronted a game show called Truth or Consequences. Bob Barker says he's decided to retire while he's still young. Till next June, when he'll be 83, Barker will continue to make audience members guess prices, and he'll give away prizes, ending every day with his love for animals.
Bob Barker, reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
CBS is saluting Bob Barker as a beloved daytime legend. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Donald Trump is in a tussle with officials in Palm Beach, Florida. They say he's violating zoning codes by putting a huge American flag on an 80-foot pole outside his Mar-a-Lago estate. Trump claims he doesn't need a permit for a flag. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Enid now,
6 minutes after 5 o'clock. Oh, the motto for the coming election, leave your body at the door. If you're Republican, don't even wake up. Stay asleep. Go to the polls if you're a Democrat. 349-1320, 866, 620, 61320. If you are just joining us, here is where we have been. We've been talking with Deborah Bone. We've been talking about e-voting. We have been talking about some of the polls, and some of them are Republican polls that have both Pombo, McNerney in a dead heat, have Deborah Bowen and McPherson in a dead heat, although she leads, McNerney leads, Charlie Brown and Doolittle in a dead heat, statistical dead heat. You've really got to help Charlie. We're in the crunch now. You can tell how bad it is. First of all, Dickie's going to be interviewed by Rush tomorrow. And you hope Rush isn't too junked up on OxyContin, not peeing into that cup and drinking from it, as he has been lately, apparently. And Laura Bush is coming to town. She is going to campaign on behalf of Doolittle, and she's going to be doing that on Thursday. And she's campaigning on behalf of Doolittle on Thursday, and she's also going to be campaigning on behalf of Pombo. So all of that, she's coming to town. That shows you how bad it really is. Now, let me go to something before we get to John Kerry. We've been talking about Rush and all the horrible things he's been saying about Michael J. Fox. First, he said he was acting when he was doing these commercials. And by the way, that race, one of those races that Michael J. Fox was doing commercials for, it's an absolute dead heat. Absolute dead heat. So, first, Rush was saying that Michael Jackson was acting. Then he was saying he wasn't on his meds. And then when Michael J. Fox. I keep saying Michael Jackson, but it's Michael J. Fox. And then he was saying that he was taking too much medication. And then he was saying that he was letting himself be shamelessly exploited by the Democrats. And Rush would know about shameless exploitation because he's constantly being exploited by the Republicans. And now we have Laura Bush jumping in. This must be, they are so afraid of Michael J. Fox, they have not let it lay. Laura Bush on Michael J. Fox. She says it's always easy to manipulate people's feelings. Laura Bush. In an interview on C-SPAN, Laura Bush was asked about Michael J. Fox's advocacy for candidates who support embryonic stem cell research. How did she respond? She responded that it was wrong for Fox and others to suggest that increased support for embryonic stem cell research could lead to cures for Alzheimer's and other diseases. She concluded, so she responded that it was wrong for Michael J. Fox and others to suggest that increased support for embryonic stem cell research could lead to cures for Alzheimer's and other diseases. She concluded with a thinly veiled critique of Michael J. Fox. It's always easy to manipulate people's feelings, especially when you're talking about diseases that are so difficult. You know what? She's horrible, too. Otherwise, why would she be married to Dickie, would be my question. And guess what? The tabs, look at the Globe, in this, if you're in the checkout line at the supermarket, and I don't mean in life, but if you're in the checkout line at the supermarket, go look at the Globe, because they have them filing divorce with each other, and there's no byline, so it's probably not true. They have her being jealous of Condoleezza Rice. They have her being jealous that Condoleezza Rice and her husband are having an affair. That's what they, that's the plot line. God bless the Globe. Charlie Rangel, one of our favorite legislators, blasted Dick Cheney yesterday as, quote, a son of a bitch, after the vice president said that Charlie Rangel would raise taxes and destroy the economy if Democrats take control of the House. The bitter war of words escalated to the point where the bombastic Rangel even questioned whether the tightly wound Cheney needed professional treatment, well, that's an old story, and mocked him for accidentally shooting his hunting buddy in the face earlier this year. Cheney fired the first shot when he predicted that Rangel, who is poised to chair the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, if the Dems seize the House next week, wouldn't continue, quote, a single one of President Bush's tax cuts. I think that would be bad for the economy, Cheney said on CNBC News. I don't know if the stock market would like it. He then got in a major hit, saying on Fox News, Charlie doesn't understand how the economy works. Many of Bush's 2000, well, do you think Bush does? Many of Bush's 2001 tax cuts are set to expire in 2011, meaning rates would jump back up again, boosting taxes by well over $1 trillion, unless Congress acts to continue the cuts. So, if a man like Charlie Rangel were to be chairman of the committee and sitting there with the gavel, all he has to do is not act, just don't call up the legislation, and there'll be a big tax increase, Cheney said. The vice president's stinging comments were the latest in a series. Remember, he told Dennis Leahy, Patrick Leahy. On the floor, he told him to go F himself. Remember that? This is Cheney. This is Cheney, who really does need psychiatric care. Contacted by the Post, Rangel, Charlie Rangel, unloaded. He's such a real son of a bitch. He just enjoys a confrontation, Rangel fumed, describing himself as warm and personable. Rangel said Cheney may need to go to rehab. Rehab for whatever personality deficit he may have suffered. Rehab? There isn't any rehab big enough for Dick Cheney, let me tell you, or who could sort him out. And you know, he's on a lot of medications, and they won't release a list of what he's taking. How do we know he isn't a junkie, too? Besides being a bad shot. When you have these sorts of problems, you're supposed to seek help, Rangel advised. He acknowledged that he has problems with communications. Asked whether he was resurrecting over-the-top charges he made last year that he believes Cheney is mentally ill, Charlie Rangel cracked, I don't think he shot anyone in the face lately. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. The vice president accidentally shot, it was just an accident, I didn't mean to shoot you in the face, his hunting companion, as you recall, the 17-year-old Harry Whittington. Well, they were doing shots, so I guess. With a shotgun early this year, Rangel's digs on Cheney recalled the statements last year that the vice president, who has had 4 heart attacks, was too sick to work. Rangel said, I would like to believe he's sick rather than just mean and evil. Sometimes... Rangel's hilarious. Rangel said, sometimes I don't even think Cheney is awake enough to know what's going on. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is the guy in Washington running the country. Cheney, 65, responded. Then he said, I'm frankly surprised at his comments. They are so out of line, it almost struck me that Charlie was having some problem. Charlie's losing it, I guess. So these guys, these geezers are all accusing each other of losing it. I think this is... Oh, I'm having a good time today. Trick or treat, 349-1320-866-626-1320. Okay, here it is. Carrie lashing out after Senator and former presidential candidate John Kerry lashed out in a press conference today, stating that he would apologize to no one. Good for you, John Kerry. Where have you been for here's what happened. Debate over the Iraq war seemed to reach a new intensity today, with Dickey and other Republicans accusing John Kerry, who went to war when they didn't, of insulting rank-and-file American troops. And Kerry lashing back at some of his critics as, quote, assorted right-wing nut jobs. The latest flap, in which Kerry accused Republicans of distorting what he said on the West Coast in California yesterday, was another example of the heated rhetoric. Well, what happened was, Kerry said to a group of students, he said, he was campaigning for Phil. And he opened with a couple of one-liners, and he joked at one point that President Bush had lived in Texas, but now he lives in a state of denial. Ha, ha, ha. Then Kerry said, you know, education, if you make the most of it, if you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. And if you don't, you get stuck in Iraq. Ooh! So President Bush, Dickie, you know, called that remark insulting and shameful. And then Kerry came back at him, and he said, I'm apologizing to no one. He said that the right-wingers were desperately distorting his comments. He said that the policy was bankrupt in Iraq. He said if anyone thinks a veteran would criticize the more than 140,000 heroes serving in Iraq and not the president who got us stuck there, they're crazy. He said, I'm sick and tired of these despicable Republican attacks that always seem to come from these guys who can never be found to serve in war, but love to attack those who did. I'm not going to be lectured by a stuffed suit White House mouthpiece standing behind a podium, or doughy Rush Limbaugh. Junked up. How about the attic, that junkie Rush Limbaugh, who no doubt today will take a break from belittling Michael J. Fox's Parkinson's disease to start lying about me just as they have lied about Iraq. Kerry goes on to say, it disgusts me that these Republican hacks who have never worn the uniform of our country lie and distort so blatantly and carelessly about those who have. Kerry asserts that Dickie and Dick Cheney, who owe troops an it is Dickie and Dick Cheney who owe troops an apology for misleading the country into war, saying they have widened the terrorist threat instead of defeating it. These Republicans, John Kerry said, are afraid to debate veterans who live and breathe the concerns of our troops, not the empty slogans of an administration that sent our brave troops to war without body armor. The statement continues, bottom line, these Republicans want to debate straw men because they are afraid to debate real men. And this time it won't work because we're going to stay in their face with the truth and deny them even a sliver of light for their distortions. He says no Democrat will be bullied by an administration that has a cut-and-run policy in Afghanistan and a stand-still-and-lose strategy in Iraq. Oh, why weren't you saying this when you were running for president, John Kerry? 349-1320. We have a line open. 866-626-1320. Donna in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Donna.
Good afternoon. I have not heard the text of what Kerry said on CNN, only that he said he apologized. That's the part I've heard on CNN. What you've read is wonderful.
Well, he's not apologizing, is what he said. And he called his comments were about the administration's policy, which he says is bankrupt.
Well, that is great stuff. But what I called about was, he should demand that President Bush apologize to the world. And, you know, President Bush is calling for him to apologize. Who's the one that needs to apologize?
Oh, wait a minute. Dickie issues a statement. He wants to know what the Democrats, what policy they would have for Iraq. You know what the question is? What policy does he have for Iraq?
Right.
That is really the question. Donna, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Phil, in Woodland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Phil. Oh, I think you're breaking up. 913-20, 866-626-1320. It's trick-or-treat day today. It's what I think is going on. We're talking about John Kerry, and we're talking about, finally, this guy has injected major Viagra into his spine, and he's essentially saying? He says, I'm not going to be swiftboated. I was swiftboated once. I'm not getting swiftboated again. And he is saying that he has nothing to apologize for. And he was with Phil in Southern California talking to students and said, you know, education, if you make the most of it, if you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. And if you don't, you get stuck in Iraq. That's what happens to you. And so now the Republicans are really going to town with that. And here's what Dickie is saying additionally. He is saying that America loses under Democrats. However they put it, he says, the Democratic approach to Iraq comes down to this. The terrorists win and America loses. Really? The Democrats reacted sharply to the latest White House attack. Minority Leader Harry Reid said Bush resorted to the same old tired partisan attacks in a desperate attempt to hold on to power. It is my belief that they're sensitive to the fact that we have got an election scheduled And the insurgents believe they can break the will of the American people, and that's what they're trying to do. That's what Cheney is saying. And Cheney says it's going really well. He thinks it's really, really going well. CBS is reporting that we're in meltdown in Iraq. Phil in Woodland, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Phil.
I lost someone who's very important to me because of what people think of me.
349-1320-866-626-1320. We are talking about John Kerry and his spirited response to all these allegations by Republicans. They're trying to tear him down because here's what he said. He said, you know, if you don't get an education... Education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. And if you don't, you get stuck in Iraq. 349-1320-866-626-1320. And here is here's what's happening, and I don't think a lot of people really are aware of this. If you were thinking of enlisting in the military... and you read the press releases from the Department of Defense and the VA public relations machine, you think that signing up would make you part of a body of men and women who were the nation's greatest asset, a corps that would enjoy every possible means of care at all stages of their professional and personal lives. You'd go to the Department of Defense's fancy deployment health clinical center website and cling to the promise that its resources are devoted to, quote, fostering a trusting partnership between military men and women, veterans, their families, and their health care providers to ensure the highest quality care for those who make sacrifices in the world's most hazardous workplace. The site would assure you that all returning service members receive a face-to-face health assessment by a trained health care provider that includes an in-depth review of each service member's current health, mental health or psychosocial issues commonly associated with deployments, special meds taken during the deployment, a possible deployment-related occupational environmental exposures, and so on. And who could blame you for feeling reassured? It's a level of medical attention and care that anyone would envy if, in fact, anyone were getting it at all. But here's what's happening. It's not happening. A GAO report specifically found that the percentage of Army and Air Force service members missing one or both of their pre- and post-deployment health assessments range from 38 to 98% of our samples. So here it is. You're supposed to be getting these health assessments for serving, and guess what is happening? You're not getting these health assessments. So if you are somebody who is in John Doolittle's district, for example, and you think you're represented by John Doolittle, and you swallow the swill that he says he supports the troops, when in fact he votes himself a pay raise. But if you happen to be a service member and you would like to see your benefits increased, he has voted against you every time. Every single time. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Ooh, time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West and Deshaun.
Well, anyway, Deshaun's standing behind me. We're looking for his keys. Some ghosts and goblins took off with them, I think, and his car's missing out of the parking lot, too. So that's a little bit scary. I'll tell you what's scary, though. Lots and lots of sugar, I think, we've been hearing from a lot of people. So maybe not so much candy this afternoon. What do you think? Traffic, though.
Maybe heroin. I think people are injecting heroin.
I swear.
No, meth. I actually, by the level of activity, meth. I think that's what they're doing.
Well, that's typically the way it is. I mean, I'm a hyperactive person. I understand the excitement and the level that Enid Live gives you, but no meth, heroin, lots of sugar this afternoon. Set it aside. No more. Okay. Eastbound 50 to east of Sunrise Boulevard, we have a three-car crash. And it looks like southbound 99 a little bit slow. Northbound I-5 just north of J Street. Well, what do you know? Someone with a lot of sugar, a pedestrian running around the roadway. Enid Live will be back at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The truth according to Enid.
set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
Enid Goldstein here.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Here's John.
Good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Since the day I saw the cat at my door. So I came into you, sweet lady. Answers in your mystical call. Crystal ball on the table.
From 3 to 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You're listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live, and we're having lots of fun today. And I think some of you are, too. I think you've started the grog a little early, haven't you? I am yours until 7 o'clock, and you can join the conversation. There's no charge for doing it. It's toll-free. The only charge you get is the brilliance of the conversation. Ha, ha, ha. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. These are two numbers, toll-free. Doesn't matter where you are in this universe. Doesn't cost you anything. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. What we are talking about is John Kerry finally grew a pair, and he said when he was addressing a gathering at Pasadena City College yesterday, he was campaigning on behalf of Phil Angelides, and he opened with a couple of one-liners, and then he joked at one point that President Bush had lived in Texas but now lives in a state of denial. Then Kerry said, you know, education, if you make the most of it, if you study hard, you do your homework, you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq. Well, the Republicans jumped on that. And they demanded an apology. And Kerry said, if anyone should apologize, it's President Bush and this administration, the officials who started this ill-conceived war. He said that the criticism directed at him was the work of assorted right-wing nut jobs and right-wing talk show hosts. Ooh, 349-1320. Ted, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Ted.
Hi.
Welcome.
You know, Enid, mm-hmm. I'm so thrilled by Kerry. I just wonder where he was when we really needed him.
Well, that's it. Where has he been?
Where has he been? But here's the joke, and here's what he needed to do with the joke. It's a great joke. The punchline is, you would get your country stuck in Iraq. You would get your country stuck because it was clearly Bush's lack of education and poor study habits and all the things that are wrong with Bush. Do you think that's what the punchline was meant to be? Because I do.
I don't know. I don't know. But what he was saying is that the administration is bankrupt and that they're the ones who owe us an apology. And on that, I really agree with him. But, you know, he stood right up. And instead of the namby-bamby Kerry who wanted to have it, I voted for it before I voted against it, you had somebody who finally, you know, and here's the other thing I never understood. These Democratic high-level candidates have used Shrum, what's his name, Dick Shrum, for a million he is a consultant, a high level, he makes a fortune, and none of them have ever won with him. Why do you use somebody that never wins an election for you and gives you bad advice at no extra charge? That would be my question. Thank you, Ted, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bernard and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bernard.
Hello, Enid.
Welcome.
Thank you. Just wanted to comment a couple of briefly in the Bush's administration. He made the comment before Harvard or Yale, I forget which, but he made the comment that he was a C student, and yet here he is, he had become president. And everyone was a little bit dismayed at even that. But that's, I think, the joke was supposed to be directed at George Bush for that. And the whole, but Kerry Blue bungled it. And
well, he said he botched it, but I thought that what he said was actually sounded pretty good to me.
Well, he did, but the problem is some people don't or may not draw the analogy. And that was, he probably should have mentioned the president by name. That was a point in it.
Why? Because, you know what, Dickey had bad grades, and he never wound up in Vietnam. He wound up in the Champaign unit of the National Guard, for which he was AWOL.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Yes, that is absolutely true. So I don't know what the joke was he intended to make, but the one he made sounded pretty good to me. And they're trying to accuse him of sort of dissing the troops and so on.
And there was absolutely nothing in his statement that would have given you that impression if you listened to what he said.
Well, and here's the other thing. They're trying to swiftboat him again, and at least he got smart from the first time he was swiftboated.
He delivered a scathing report on these guys, and I'm going to tell you, he didn't miss any of them. When you play it for your audience, they will be thrilled. This guy, had he made that statement, he probably would be president now.
Well, you know what? I think you could be right about that. And I thank you, Bernard, for the call. Thanks for pointing it out.
Day.
Yeah, you too. Trick or happy Halloween. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. What we're talking about is John Kerry's, what he said, and his response to the Bush administration that tried to point a finger at him. You know, for a while, they were able to swift boat, and I think that act has gotten very old very quickly. Joe in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Enid, you know, I love the way you leftists, you liberals, always back up your Democrat people.
Democratic. It's actually, Joe, actually it's Democratic is the correct way of putting it.
He's a Democrat, okay? But the point
but
is...
But the adjective is Democratic. But go ahead.
You always make excuses for him, and it was disgusting what the man said.
Why? What was so disgusting about it?
As far as that other caller...
Wait. Who are you talking about? Are you talking about John Kerry? What was disgusting about what he said?
Just what he's saying about people, you know, our soldiers ending up in Iraq. You know, people, in other words, you're going to have to join the army and go to Iraq. You know, you're making excuses for the man. He shoved his foot in his mouth, and no matter what these Democrats say, these liberals say, you are always backing him up, and the man was wrong. He's been wrong on any number of issues.
Wait. He had the courage to go to war, and this administration were a bunch of chicken hawks who sent your children and other people's children into a war based on lies, weapons of mass destruction, and they knew they were lies going in, and they really didn't care. And I think he had every right to address it, and I think he has every right not to be swift-voted by these bunch of liars. Are you in favor that we're in Iraq? It's in a meltdown in Iraq. It's a civil war in Iraq right now.
Okay, you're talking about a completely different issue.
No, I'm talking about the same issue he's talking about.
Okay, what he's talking about is you know, he's trying to run down Bush, okay? And like you said, he wasn't even concise on busting Bush's chops. You know,
he said, all he said, here's the quote, you know education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. And if you don't, he said, you get stuck in Iraq. I think that says it. Nothing to apologize for there. It's a BS war on BS pretext. Nothing to apologize. He said, I'm not going to apologize to a bunch of right-wing nut jobs and right-wing talk show hosts who are also nut jobs when they're addicted.
You know, that's his opinion. You know, like I said to the one caller, Bush had a higher GPA in college than Kerry did. You know, so everybody talks about Bush being a little bit dim. Well, Kerry's a heck of a lot dimmer.
I don't think so. Kerry was a better student. He speaks a lot of languages. He's well traveled, and he served. And he served with honor. And he was awarded a lot of medals and decorations for serving with honor, Joe. A lot more than little Dickey, who went AWOL when he was in the National Guard, which hardly asked anything of you, really.
If you check the record, I have friends who served in the National Guard, and they were ready to go over there. You know, I'm
Oh, please. You know, the whole idea of going into the National Guard so that you weren't going to go over there, but you could puff yourself up and say, you know, I'm ready to go over there, but you know what? They're never going to send me. Joe, what do you think that you think that what we're doing in Iraq?
His flight unit was not needed. And once you get through all the Dan Rather lies, you know, and the way they tried to set Bush up, you know, that was a huge lie right there. Bush had volunteered. Look at the record. Bush had volunteered for Vietnam. His flight wing was not needed over there.
Bush didn't show up. Bush was supposed to show up for the remainder, whether his flight wing was needed, whether his aircraft was being phased out or not. He was required to show up, and guess what? He didn't do it, Joe. He just went AWOL. And this is a guy who you're looking up to. You think what's going on in Iraq is a perky thing for this country? This is a good thing, what's going on in Iraq? They're in meltdown. Is this a good thing?
Okay, well...
is it? I'm asking you a question. Is Iraq a good thing?
Okay, my phone's sort of breaking up right now.
Oh, your phone is breaking up. Okay, Joe, I thank you for the call. 349... I think we know the answer to that question. John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Yeah, hi there. You know, I was amazed at what that guy was saying. Basically, is this that, you know, the people need to realize is that, you know, these Republican Ivy League fathers and mothers send their kid to college without the kid had to really get any kind of finance. Realistically, how is a college kid going to finance education nowadays? They're trying to go to the, you know, these services and thinking they could earn some money for college. And what they end up is in Iraq. That's what happened. And this is realistic. I mean, regardless if people cannot...
Let me tell you, this administration has pulled money away from students so that kids now, they're in terrible debt even before they graduate. I mean, major, major debt that they're going to have to take a lot of years to pay off.
Well, what it is that I think Kerry needs to elaborate some more and then telling the American public and say, realistically, who do you think that go to these war? You think that these people, the Ivy League college,
there you go.
The Republican father and mother going to go to college?
I don't think so. And I'm going to tell you something else. Dickie wouldn't have gotten into Harvard if he hadn't been a legacy either.
He needed to keep on the heat and then elaborate more and then and tell the American public.
John, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Man, it's just a scary, scary day, Enid. Oh, my goodness, Lisa West. How scary is it on the highways and byways?
How scary is it? How many people on meth does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Or to screw the light bulb.
Well, exactly. And you don't remember, the whole thing is electrifying. North at I-5 to south of Richards Boulevard. A pedestrian in the middle of the roadway. Hit and run, several of them on this Halloween. Northbound 65, northbound, southbound I-5 at Seamus, eastbound 50 at Sunrise, westbound 50 just east of Sunrise Boulevard, eastbound 50 just west of northbound Watt Avenue, northbound I-5 at Richards Boulevard, and eastbound I-80 at Mace Boulevard. Now, I said it fast because those are all hit and runs causing car crashes, one death. And we have a little kid that has been trick-or-treating that is dead. So everyone, please, please, please slow down on this Halloween. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
A green Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Good for us.
I would think so, too. And I was thinking specifically about the election day and thinking that if I vote for Todd, am I taking away the goals of the Democratic Party? And, of course, I want to make a statement. Am I voting for you, Todd Creation? I can sleep better at night.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. I appreciate it. We live in a democracy, supposedly, and people should vote for who they want to vote for, not who they're afraid of voting for.
Scott and Sam's mornings, 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yes,
at Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320leftchannel.com.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Godzilla, we trust. I am yours until 7. You're listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're having a lot of fun today, as you can tell. We had a costume party. I went as myself, which was frightening enough. So that's my costume. The lines are full. They'll open up, and when they do, I'll give you the numbers. We're talking about John Kerry's response to being swift-boated yet again by the Republicans and what he said. And he was stumping on behalf of Phil Angelides in Pasadena, and he said, you know, education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, you make an effort to be smart, you can do well, and if you don't, you get stuck in Iraq. Oh, my goodness. And you can imagine what the White House is trying to do with that. And then John Kerry comes back really hard at the White House, and he lets him have it. And we're trying to find the audio of that for you so that if you've missed it, we'll have it for you. William in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, William.
Hi, Enid. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
I cannot believe, well, I believe, I mean, it's just another showing of how disingenuous Bush is. I mean, this guy, if I were president, if you were president, you wouldn't go ahead and say that sort of thing. You would go ahead and say, you know, call him up or say, you know, I hope that he didn't really mean it that way or something like that. But he goes ahead and he puts it out this way, which is obvious. I mean, Kerry, context, and it's so important for people to understand.
Yeah, but they're trying to manipulate, they're trying to swift boat him because it's always worked for them in the past. They're trying to scare everybody. Their mantra is, just like Doolittle, that if you elect Democrats, they're going to tax you. They want to know what are Democrats' plans in Iraq. They don't have a plan in Iraq. We want to know what their plan is in Iraq, and they don't have one.
Absolutely. But if I may put this into somewhat of a better light, of more context understanding here for the people. Kerry, just previous to saying that, he was talking about Bush, the incompetence of Bush. You can go ahead and look at it, people, the video. He was talking about Bush's incompetence. Then he went ahead
and a bankrupt policy in Iraq. He was talking about the policy being bankrupt in Iraq.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Vis-a-vis Bush's incompetency. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And obviously, I mean, you even listen to what Kerry says afterwards. I mean, he is obviously, I mean, to me, to anyone with a reasoning mind, talking the joke about Bush going and having all the problems everybody jokes about, going to school and so on and so forth. They just fit in with the situation going on there, that it was Bush that he's talking about. Do you believe for a moment that this person who has given so much of his life as a person that has enlisted into the military, been such a happy person to be able to espouse his being part of the military, that he would go ahead and put forward that, like, you know, stupid people are, you know, going to go be in the, you know, war study. I mean, of course not.
I'm giving him high marks because he was way too namby-pamby previously in the last campaign, and I'm really glad he's standing up to the administration. And I think he learned about getting swift-boated, and he's not going to let it happen again. William, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. It opens up a line. Nancy and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Enid. I don't know how my transmission is. I'm up here in Folsom, and I'm on a Bluetooth. But that guy that called you a few minutes ago, you know, it's trick-or-treat for him. He espouses all this knowledge, and it's not based on any facts. His statements that he was saying about Bush, you know, he couldn't even pass law school. The guy was in Harvard and had to
go. He was not admitted to law school. The University of Texas did not admit him to law school, so he wound up at Harvard getting a master's in business, and he was a legacy. His grandfather was on the board at Harvard. His father was involved at Harvard. They were at Yale, I think. But anyway, he had some legacy from Harvard as well, I believe.
And cut over there, so they had to put him in business school. And he barely made it through there. And then, you know, all his National Guard duty, whatever he did there, that was all field, so they couldn't even know what was going on there because he never showed up.
Well, that's true. He never showed up, and we're never going to know very much about it. We can't even find out anything about his driver's license, too, because there were the DWIs, and they didn't want us to know about that. Nancy, I thank you for the call. We do have audio, and we will share it with you as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and we have audio. If you have been incarcerated in office all day long, and you haven't heard John Kerry's strong response to these Republicans, we've got it for you, and we will continue with that. As the show continues, I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
That one's scary, huh?
Well, I thought that must be Republicans. I'm so scared.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? I think it probably is, actually. You wouldn't believe where I downloaded it from. Gap City Freeway, we have a little backup there right by Madison Avenue going northbound. Watt Avenue, Madison Avenue, Manzanita, just south of Madison Avenue. Otherwise, everything's looking pretty clear on this Halloween. We got a couple of hit and runs, told you about them earlier. Enid Live will be back at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm taking care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed, prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure. At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you with high-quality personal care
at an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Jamba Juice.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
With Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Who's thy voice, Sarah? Fill the sky. Bring the little brat to die.
Five on the Halloween edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. And what we've been talking about is John Kerry finally lashing out after the GOP tried to swiftboat him again. And we have his comments here right now. If you've been in office all day long, you haven't heard it. Here they are.
Let me make it crystal clear as I know how. I apologize to no one for my criticism of the president and of his broken policy. If anyone owes our troops in the fields an apology, it is the president and his failed team and a Republican majority in the Congress that has been willing to stamp, rubber stamp, policies that have done injury to our troops and to their families. My statement yesterday, and the White House knows this full well, was a botched joke about the president and the president's people, not about the troops. The White House's attempt to distort my true statement is a remarkable testament to their abject failure in making America safe. It's a stunning statement about their willingness to reduce anything America to raw politics. It's their willingness to distort, their willingness to mislead Americans, their willingness to exploit the troops, as they have so many times, at backdrops, at so many speeches, in which they have not told the American people the truth. I'm not going to stand for it. What our troops deserve is a winning strategy, and what they deserve is leadership that is up to the sacrifice that they're making. Sadly, this is the best that this administration can do in a month when we have lost 100 young men and women who have given their lives for a failed policy. Over half the names on the Vietnam Wall were put there after our leaders.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The midterm election campaign takes a surprising turn as Republicans pounce on a comment made by a prominent Democrat. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive has the story.
Like an echo of the 2004 election, President Bush condemns Democrat John Kerry.
The senator's suggestion that the men and women of our military are somehow uneducated is insulting and it is shameful.
Campaigning for Republicans in Georgia, Mr. Bush says Senator Kerry owes U.S. military personnel an apology for this remark in California Monday about education.
If you make the most of it, you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
Kerry says that was meant to be a joke about Mr. Bush stuck in Iraq. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld says he's very comfortable with his general's plans to train and equip up to 100,000 more Iraqi soldiers and police. But as CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports, that might be easier said than done.
Major Todd Ferdet is advising Iraqi security forces in Fallujah. He says they are too few in number, often unpaid, and because they're under attack daily, there's no training taking place.
We're so busy just doing operations that you can't pull a group aside and say, hey, today, why don't we work on...
There are 1,000 Iraqi soldiers in Fallujah, and the U.S. soldiers working with them say 4,000 are needed. And although the U.S. hopes the Iraqi army will take over security here by this spring, only 2 Iraqi recruits were added in the last enlistment drive. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Fallujah.
North Korea just confirmed that it's returning to the six-party talks on its nuclear program. The reason, according to Pyongyang, is that the issue of lifting financial sanctions will be discussed between North Korea and the United States within the framework of the six-party talks. SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, has been a tragic medical mystery. But now researchers believe it's caused by a brainstem abnormality. The sleeping baby doesn't get the signal to breathe more deeply or turn over when its face is buried in a mattress or a stuffed animal.
What they're hoping to do is use this information to actually identify children who are at high risk for SIDS so that hopefully they can do something to either prevent it or if they're having problems while they're sleeping, actually signal parents to do something to arouse the children.
Dr. Malika Marshall is a CBS News medical contributor. BP gets the rap for last year's deadly explosion and fire at its Texas City refinery. 15 people were killed, 180 hurt. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board blasts the company for aging infrastructure, overzealous cost-cutting, inadequate design, and risk blindness. BP says it had begun to correct the problems. The price of oil slipped further today, down 76 cents a barrel to 57.60. The Dow lost 5 points to close at 12,080, and the Nasdaq gained nearly 3 points to finish the day at 23.66. This is CBS News.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
P.W. Botha, who led South Africa's white minority government for more than a decade, died today. He was 90. CBS News chief foreign correspondent Lara Logan is a native of South Africa and remembers Botha as the ruthless president they called the old crocodile.
He was a man who stubbornly resisted the end of apartheid and was really preventing the country from moving forward. That's what led to the collapse of his regime and for his hold on power. And he was replaced by the next white president who actually did negotiate the end of apartheid.
Botha's successor, F.W. de Klerk, released Nelson Mandela from prison. Mick Jagger's laryngitis has forced the Rolling Stones to postpone 4 upcoming concerts, and because the band canceled a show in New Jersey on short notice last week, one fan is suing for $51 million. It's a class action suit. Rosalie Druyan says she and thousands of ticket holders lost money on non-refundable hotel reservations. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. Beef chow mein. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Ah, ooh.
Where are the werewolves is my question. Welcome to hour four of the Halloween edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock. And you can join the conversation, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. I'm going to be speaking Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Oh, that's so early. Temple or Rishon, 7755 Hazel in Orange Vale. There is no charge. It's free to the public. It's part of their lecture series. And I have no idea what I'm going to be They sort of gave me a title. So I hope I don't have to, I hope that, I'm assuming that my talk will bear almost no resemblance whatever to the title that they listed for what I'm talking about, but who knows. We're talking about a lot of things here, as usual. First of all, we talked about e-voting. We talked with Deborah Bowen on the matter of e-voting. She's who you want for Secretary of State. The Republicans are so unnerved by Doolittle and Pombo that Laura Bush is coming to stump for them on Thursday. And Dickey is going to be interviewed by Rush Limbaugh. Let's hope that he's not too much on OxyContin, and that's supposed to happen tomorrow. So they are really so spooked in this election that now even Laura is criticizing Michael J. Fox. Here's what she said. Well, remember now. Here's what Rush said. First, he said Michael J. Fox was acting, and this is to do with the embryonic stem cell research. Michael J. Fox doing commercials on behalf of Democratic candidates supporting stem cell research. So first, Rush says he's acting. Then he says he wasn't on his meds. And then he apologized when he found out that he was on his meds. And then he said, but he's being exploited. He's allowing himself to be exploited by the Democrats. And then he said he was over-medicating himself to get this effect. And then, now he's let it lay, and now Laura Bush has picked it up. And she says about Michael J. Fox, it's always easy to manipulate people's feelings. So they are so, apparently these ads that Michael J. Fox is doing are so powerful and could possibly sway the election on behalf of the Democrats, that everybody now is putting down a man with Parkinson's. These people are despicable. These people are absolutely despicable. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And in the polling, everybody's in a statistical dead heat. Charlie Brown is in a statistical dead heat, and we're told that those are Republican polls with Doolittle. McNerney is in a statistical dead heat, leading by about 2 points. With Pombo, we don't know if it's going to be an honest count or it isn't going to be an honest count. We have no idea how that's all going to come down. So I am saying to you, if this is the final push now, you take your candidate, and particularly Charlie Brown. Go to charliebrownforcongress.org, charliebrownforcongress.org. He needs your help. He needs the money, and he needs the volunteer. He needs the person power to get out there, get the vote out, and to campaign on his behalf. So find out what you can do. In the meantime, John Kerry, who has been campaigning on Phil Angelita's behalf in Southern California, said that if you don't do well in school, he said in Pasadena. He was joking, and he said President Bush lives in Texas, but he really now lives in a state of denial. He said, you know, education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. And if you don't, you get stuck in Iraq. Well, now the administration trying to swift boat him. And now John Kerry's not packing down. But basically, screw you to the administration. 349-1320. And the John Kerry that we, the strong John Kerry that we had hoped to see in the last election, we hardly saw because, you know, I voted for it before I voted against it. That was the John Kerry we saw. Has stepped up to the plate and he said, I'm not apologizing. I have nothing here to apologize for. He said, he lashed out at the GOP. He said he would apologize to no one for what he contends was criticism of George W. Bush. He released a statement claiming that right-wingers were desperately distorting his comments to divert attention from their disastrous record. He said that if anyone thinks a veteran would criticize more than 140,000 heroes serving in Iraq and not the president who got us stuck there, they're crazy. And then he said, I'm not going to be lectured by a stuffed suit White House mouthpiece standing behind the podium or a doughy Rush Limbaugh, who no doubt today will take a break from belittling Michael J. Fox's Parkinson's disease to start lying about me just as they have lied about Iraq. Well, here. Bob in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Enid. How are you tonight?
I'm very well, thank you.
I tell you what, I wanted to talk to you about Rush Limbaugh saying, I heard a copy of his show there. The first thing he said was is that he was either off his medication or else act.
Yes, and then he said he was over-medicated. But tell me what your point is.
Well, my point is that's not quite the way to treat someone, you know, if they're sick.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right, Bob. You have said it, and I thank you for doing it. 349-1320. Kevin in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Enid. Thank you. The reason I was calling is I overheard that one caller who's going off and trying to change the subject on Kerry. anyway, long story short, when I heard the quote on your show, or actually earlier today, I understood exactly what he was talking about. But and I happen to agree with him in that insofar that, you know, yeah, this is a royal mess that we're involved in Iraq. And it isn't going to get much better for them or us until, you know, we start to leave. So we'll see how that pans out.
Well, CBS is reporting that it's practically in meltdown. I mean, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess there.
Yeah.
So, all right, thank you. I really appreciate the call, Kevin. 349-1320, it opens up a line. Brent in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Brent.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes, I am in the military. I have been to Iraq. Yes, we do have problems over there, but there's also good things that go completely unreported and unannounced. This is what John Kerry has said to me, especially being an educated man and having been over there. This really hurts me. Really, genuinely hurts me.
In what way?
And then it hurts me even more when he says, and he turns it on himself. I think John Kerry is a selfish person, honestly, because he turns it to himself and he says, I'm not going to apologize to President Bush. I'm not looking for him to apologize to President Bush. I want him to apologize to me, for the people who stand up for him to have the right to say what he wants to say, and not want to suffer the consequences thereof. And I think that's a real terrible.
Yeah, but why are you insulted by John Kerry?
I'm sorry?
Why are you insulted by John Kerry?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you that way.
Why? Does John Kerry insult you? Why are you insulted? Why are you feeling insulted by him?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's the way he thinks. I don't know. But
specifically, what is it that you found what is it that you found insulting about his remarks when you have been sent to Iraq, when you, Brent, have been sent, put in harm's way on completely false pretexts? There were no weapons of mass destruction. This administration knew it. It has not. It doesn't have a plan. You're lucky to be back out of there alive and in one piece.
I understand what you're saying there, but everybody believed that he had them at the time, including President Clinton.
Everybody believed that he did, including John.
No, everybody didn't. Brent, everybody did not believe that he had them at that time. They wanted you to believe that, but they cherry-picked the intelligence, and there were a lot of people, including some of the intelligence agencies, that knew that that was not the case, and the administration knew that it was not the case, and it keeps coming out in book after book after book. So to defend a bankrupt policy, I don't know how you can do it. We're so glad that you came back in one piece, but there are many people who will never come back, and who if they come back shattered and broken.
Now listen, you've totally changed the subject here. He insulted me. I'm not saying what he said before. I'm not arguing any of that you just said before, which is fine. I mean, you believe what you want to believe, and you know. And
but when I asked you what it was that insulted you, you didn't have an answer for me.
I completely agree with you on some parts. But the point is, he completely insulted the military. He did. And that's the bottom line.
How did he insult? Where is the insult to the military? Explain it to me.
He's galvanized us, is what he's done.
What do you mean he's galvanized you? Explain to me what the insult consists of.
He completely galvanized us for it.
Well, I'm not getting I can't get a specific answer from you, but Brent, I'm delighted you're back, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320 opens up a line. Where is the insult? Bill in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I just wanted to point out that I don't think that guy that you were just talking to was actually in Iraq. Next time you get somebody that says they were in Iraq, ask them what unit they were in, ask them their commander's name, ask them for some support. I think he was a shill for the right wing. You know, basically a right wing to criticize Kerry, and
well, he didn't have anything specific to say. When I said, "Where is the insult? Why do you feel insulted?" I could have concocted a couple of reasons, but I didn't hear any coming from him. So maybe you're right about that, Bill.
Yeah, well, next time, go ahead and challenge him. Ask him what unit they were in. Not that you'll know if they're telling the truth or not, but at least they'll go out over the air, and people will say, "Hey, that's not an actual unit." People that were there can call up and say, I've never heard of that unit. I'll bet you that's what happened.
All right. Thank you. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call. 349-1320 opens up a line. Jorge in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid.
What is it with these nutty Republicans that they criticize people who actually were in battle and they support the cowards that never showed up? What is it with these people?
There you go. Up is down, and down is up. 349-1320, Brad in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Enid. Jeez, I've wanted to talk to you so many times. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, that gentleman that just called that was so insulted, you see, he's taken the GOP explanation of what Kerry said. Kerry, unfortunately, I didn't interpret it that way. Kerry left the word us out of the sentence. What he was trying to say is that us as Americans were stuck in Iraq because of being stupid and not going to college. That was what he was meant to say.
I don't think that's what he was meant to say. I don't think that was the point at all. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve in Woodland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I normally don't call, but just listening to everybody defend what John Kerry says just kind of brings me back to I didn't inhale, or I did not have sex with that woman according to the definition I was given, or I voted for the 87 million before I voted against it. I just don't understand all these things. If he said it, let him take it like a man. But one thing I do want to say about Iraq.
Well, does he need to apologize for anything he said in Pasadena?
Should he apologize? No.
Yeah. Well, so.
I kind of believe it was a botched joke, because I know he knows that our military are full of intelligent people, you know, and they're not there because they didn't have any other choices. They're there because they want to join the military. You know, I believe he knows that because he joined the military.
Okay. So are you defending John Kerry? What do you? I'm not sure about. I'm not clear on your position.
Well, I'm just saying. We're acting like he didn't say what he said. He did say what he said.
He said what he said, and he said, I don't need to apologize for it.
Right.
And I agree with him. I don't think
It just sounds like the things you guys are coming up with to vindicate him is almost like them same excuses that Bill Clinton gave us, you know?
Okay.
That just didn't make no sense. I think we're all smarter than that. But one thing, if I can, about Iraq, we have to win that war. If we do, we will show the terrorists, give them a big encouragement for from attacking us again. Because
wait a minute. So we should stay there? What did Iraq have to do with 9/11?
Once we get done with this...
Wait. So we should stay there? It's already in civil war. It's already in meltdown. We're supposed to stay there? Why?
Well,
we're not going to win it. We're going to get taken down. And we are being taken down.
Al-Qaeda was not in Iraq before we got there. I agree with that. But we are fighting them there now. We're fighting them in Afghanistan.
No, you know what? They had Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with Iraq. Steve.
We are fighting them on two fronts right now. And if they didn't have anything to do with it, then who were those guys that flew into our towers? And you know what?
They were from Saudi. Steve, I don't want to be a wake-up call for you, darling, but they were all from Saudi. Most of them were from Saudi Arabia. 349-1320-860 opens up a line. 866-626-1320. Gail in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gail.
Hi.
Welcome.
I would just like to remind people that it's been widely publicized that the Army just lowered their standards to get their quota of inductees in for the month.
That's exactly right. That is exactly
I don't think Kerry was too far off the mark, regardless of what he meant by it.
Okay, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Daryl in SAC. You're live with Enid. Hi, Daryl.
Hi there, Nina. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Even Bush's right-hand man that he picked for Iraq, the president of Iraq, is even questioning Bush now. So we got to pull our troops out, you know. There's no reason. What is war good for? It's good for nothing. We need a guy in there that's going to be able to negotiate with the people, not, you know, just be bully. I call Bush the bully boy.
Well, I think a lot of people would agree with you, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320, Jackie in Cameron Park. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jackie.
I think it's pretty clear that Kerry was saying the president is stupid, and that's why we're in Iraq and stuck there. The troops are stupid or uneducated or whichever, and that's why we're stuck. I mean, he's a smart man. He's a political man. He's not going to say something like that.
Are you glad that he's not backing down from his comments?
Well, of course not. He's calling the president stupid. Call it the way you see it.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie. Michael in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Enid. This is Sinatra's Michael again.
Yes. How are you doing with your stroke? Recovering from your stroke?
I'm able to talk, honey.
Well, that's a good thing.
Enid, and thank God you're on the air. You do a wonderful job, and I'd like to say John Kerry has nothing to apologize for. He was trying to be an honest politician before, and he didn't realize how filthy, nasty, and just out of control these Democratic, I guess you call them right-wingers, are. You cannot win the war on terrorism in any country. There will always be terrorism. There always has been.
Well, I agree with you, and I thank you very much for calling, and we're glad that you're feeling much, and we're feeling, and that you're glad you're feeling much better too, Michael. Thanks. 349-1320, Bill and Zach. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill. Nope, Bill is gone. Adios to Bill. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. It's a scary day, and it's time now for a scary traffic report from the left with Lisa West, who's shuddering in her boots. And you know what's really funny is, like, right when you said that, mysteriously, my headphones pulled out of the socket. Oh, no, it must be a poltergeist or a poltergeist. A poltergeist or either phone screen or Lauren or Deshaun messing with me. That's enough, you two. Get out of my studio. All right. We have traffic going on south at 99, obviously. Hello, it's scary all the time. However, it seems to be on this solstice or whatever everybody calls it, much worse. Westbound 50 just west of 65th, Don Julio Boulevard, by the way. It's named after an Italian guy. Just north of Elk Grove Boulevard and Elkhorn Boulevard, there is a three-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. The morning retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels,
How will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
In movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Love Channel.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
There's gonna be a Freakers Ball tonight at the Freakers Hall. And you know, you're invited one and all. Come on, babies, grease your lips, grab your hats. Swing your hips. And don't forget to bring your whips. We're going to the Freakers Ball. Blow your whistle. Bang your gong. Roll up something to take along. It feels so good. It must be wrong. We're freaking at the Freakers Ball. With all the bags and the dykes. They're boogieing together. The leather freaks are dressed in all kinds of leather. The greatest of the sanest and the masochist too. Screaming, please hit me, and I'll hit you.
6:28 on the Halloween edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Let me remind you, we will stamp, we will provide this, if you provide the contribution, we will provide the stamp for the candidate of your choice. We hope a Democrat that we're supporting. We will provide the envelope. We'll help you address the envelope. We'll walk the contribution out the front door to the mailbox that's right there, the big blue box right outside our front door. So we are making that service available to you as a public service here at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And we are located, we're Entercom, we're located at 5345. If I got that right, somehow it doesn't sound right. 5345 Madison Avenue. And it is between Hemlock and Garfield. We're talking about John Kerry's response. Finally, he's standing up to this administration. Finally, you have a Democrat who's not hemming and hawing and saying, you know what, these policies are bankrupt. I think that's a refreshing. Rodney in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Rodney.
How you doing, Enid? I'm glad. I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I listened to Kerry's reply this morning. You know, I'm proud he stood up. But the stupid thing about the president is, either he wasn't listening or what, because he really looked stupid when he came out and said that Kerry was talking about the troops. And clear enough to me, I accept his apology, because I believe when Kerry explained that he was talking.
He didn't,
about the
but he didn't apologize. He really right. said, "I'm not apologizing."
Well, listening, when he explained that he wasn't talking about the troops and he was talking about the president, that was apology enough for me, because we all know exactly what the president is doing. And you don't have to explain to anybody else. The president won't look stupid. He come out and it's almost like he just ignored the man whatsoever. Everybody else knew exactly what Kerry was talking about, and the president was like, he's on another page, but it's not going to go over this time.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right. And they're so busy trying to do whatever they can. You know, you hope that the election is not going to get stolen this time. But I think a lot of races are very close and too close to call. Rodney, I thank you very much for calling. 349-1320, Mike in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. Yeah, they are close, and that's exactly why they're going to get stolen. But what I'd like to talk about...
I hope you're wrong about that.
Oh, yeah. I hope I'm wrong, too, but I don't think so. I'll give you a scoop here. The federal government is investigating the California Department of Forestry in regards to these four firefighters that were killed in Southern California. I think what people, that is voters...
What does that tell us, then?
Well, what it tells us is that we have big problems here in the government of California. And, you know, this is how Schwarzenegger found his way into the governor's office. We need to hold all of these politicians accountable, every one of them. And, you know, in the case of, I'll just give you one example. The case of CDF, CDF managers have been calling in an air tanker.
CDF is the California
Department of Forestry and Fire Protection.
Okay.
These fires in Southern California, they have been calling in $100,000 a day airplane to dump water on fires. It's not that effective. That's why the federal government doesn't use it. But my point
is it a private operation?
Right, a private contract.
So they are outsourcing it, and somebody who has really good connections.
You got it. You just hit the nail on the head. And the federal government is investigating not only these deaths, but a bunch of other circumstances associated with it.
Why are they investigating? Why? Give me a headline, Mike.
This state.
Mike.
To clean up this government of California.
All right, Mike, listen to me. Stop filibustering for 1 second. Give me a headline. Why is the government investigating these deaths? If they're part of a fire, is that a typical thing that they do, or are you alleging that there's some sinister thing going on here?
No, it's not a typical thing that's done. And I'm not alleging anything. The fact is that it is going on. The fact is that the...
Well, what do we make of... What are some of the scenarios we can make of that? If it's not typically... If people fighting fires are not typically... The deaths are not investigated. What are some of the scenarios we can concoct here as to why these deaths are being investigated?
How about incompetence?
Okay.
How about making bad decisions?
Okay.
And that's what the people of California need to remember. How much money did these legislators throw away when we were fat with money? And how much have we had to borrow against our grandchildren? Look, we need to get rid of all of these incumbents, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. The voters need to send a message
to the politicians.
Yes, but here's the story. There's no way. We have tried. We try. Every day we try for 4 hours. Every day we fail. And we try again the next day. But people are not interested in... They for some reason, they're in love with Arnold. And let me just share this with you since you brought this up. Today, the California League of Conservation voters issued their annual scorecard ranking legislators. And Schwartzy flunked the test. After a comprehensive review of the governor's actions on pieces of legislation important to the environmental community, Schwartzy earned a score of 50%, a failing grade in any classroom. So he was not endorsed by the California League of Conservation voters. He really, for the 2 years that he governed until he geared himself up for this election, he really, when I would say to people, what is it that he's done that has been so stellar, nobody ever had an answer for me. And even the deal that he struck with the Democrats on greenhouse gas emissions, global warming, etc., the Democrats thought they had one deal with him, but when he signed the executive statement or the executive signing order, whatever the thing is called, he signed something else, something that they thought that they did, a deal that they had rejected. So he is reverting back to type, and type is that he supports corporations. Type is that he supports the Chamber of Commerce. That's who he is. But you try telling that to all the major newspapers in the state have all endorsed him, including, and this is it really breaks my heart, the Sacramento Bee. Phil is a Sacramento hometown guy who went to a real university and graduated from it. Arnold cobbled together a mail-order fake-o-matic degree in which he got credit for a year's credit for life experience. He did it from Santa Monica in Wisconsin. So it was by mail, and he gets credit for archery and swimming and fitness, and it's a gym fitness kind of a degree, which he inflates into an MBA in economic international something or other.
Enid, we've heard these things on your program. You are, you know...
And nobody who's listening, but who is listening? I mean, I don't, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here.
Well, my point is, this choir boy is fed up. This choir boy wants to tell those voters out there clearly that this Arnold is a fake. He's a fraud. These politicians are not what their grandchildren need, and we better start thinking about...
Oh, how can you say he's a fake? Just because he's his face is prematurely orange and it looks like he was dipped into a vat of Tang? Huh, Mike, I mean, you just to look at him. Nothing, there's no natural, you know, everything about him is a shade not necessarily found in nature.
We have to ask ourselves whether we're going to be responsible stewards for the future, and we need to do that in this election.
Well, we do need to do that, and I certainly agree with you. And if you can think of the magic formula to get to people, I mean, look at, for example, how close the race is between Doolittle and Charlie Brown. And yet we get many callers to this program because we have a pretty substantial Republican and conservative listenership, and they're going to vote Doolittle because they think he'll keep their taxes down. And there's no arguing with people. So if you can think of the magic way to really influence people as we are a week away from the election, I would love to hear it.
Well, Enid, your program has been wonderful over the last several months, and I want to personally thank you. I know your listeners are the choir, but to a very great extent, you allow more discourse. And that discourse sheds more light on what the issues are. And I think the one thing that people need to do is just ask themselves whether this Republican administration has done what it said it would do and whether it can be trusted. It's just that simple.
Okay, well, ask the question, but it's too logical for people who are in love with Arnold. They don't care. But I'm going to ask it anyway, Mike, and I thank you for bringing it up. 349-1320-866, 626-1320. We are talking politics. We're talking Kerry, not backing down. And I haven't even gotten to this, but it happened on Peter B. Collins' show, and Peter B.'s an old friend of mine from the Bay Area. And listen to this. An internal ABC Radio Network's memo obtained by Media Matters, originally from a listener to the Peter B. Gollins Show, indicates that nearly 100 ABC, and that would be the network, ABC advertisers, insist that their commercials be blacked out on Air America Radio affiliates. And this is according to the memo, the advertisers insist that none of their commercials air during Air America programming. And among the advertisers listed are you ready for this? Those of you who are consumers and have a nice purchasing power, Bank of America, ExxonMobil, FedEx, Federal Express, General Electric, McDonald's, Microsoft, Walmart, and guess who else doesn't want to be on Air America stations? The U.S. Navy. Can you believe that? Who is more patriotic than we are? Are you amazed at that? These are ABC clients. These are Air America blacklisted by advertisers. According to an internal ABC Radio Network's memo obtained by Media Matters for America, originally from a listener to the Peter B. Collins Show, indicates that nearly 100 ABC Radio Network's advertisers insist that their commercials be blacked out on Air America radio affiliates. And these advertisers are among the advertisers listed, and there are a number of them, are Bank of America. You remember that the next time you are deciding who you want to, where your purchasing dollars are going. ExxonMobil, FedEx, General Electric, McDonald's, Microsoft, Walmart, and the U.S. Navy. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live on the scarier than usual edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time now to get a scary traffic and weather from the left report from Lisa West.
You have no idea how scary it is. Just say, what did Lauren say earlier? Nope to dope. You know, I'm not saying everybody on the streets are, you know, getting stoned and whatever, have laced their candy or whatever they're doing. But I think, you know, the nope to dope's pretty good. Slowing down a bit. Southbound 99. It looks like we got, a couple of more car crashes over there. Let's see. Sheldon, Elk Grove, all the way. Coming back, I-80 West. We have a 3-car crash right past Madison Avenue. And slow down by the Capitol a little bit. I guess there's a 2-car crash there right in front of it. Enid Live will be back here on this Halloween. AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Yeah. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, I'm News 10.
The Internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal Internet. That is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the Truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors.
Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
On the Halloween edition of Enid Live, we're scarier than usual, particularly to the Republicans, I think. Oh, probably not. Oh, you know what? Here's what you... Since this is the major holiday for gay San Francisco, it's worth a trip to Castro tonight to see all the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence and anybody else who's around. And there are a lot of people around. Usually it's always great fun to go to the Castro on Halloween and have a good time. So if you are en route, you're going to have a great evening. It'd be a lot of your eyeballs will pop right out of their skulls, maybe. Maybe not. We're talking about John Kerry. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about ABC Radio Networks, a memo intercepted. Many major advertisers, what is revealed is that they don't want any of their ads running on Air America stations. Oh, my goodness. And also we're talking about John Kerry standing up to the administration. John Kerry called the president's men hacks who are willing to lie. Oh, the war of words, tough even for this hard-fought campaign season, came after Kerry told a group of California students on Monday in Pasadena that those unable to navigate the country's educational system, quote, get stuck in Iraq. The two parties are searching for any edge and indications that Democrats could take back the House and possibly win control of the Senate in next week's midterm elections. There you have it, and Kerry won't back down, which is refreshing. Dave in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I just want to say that the Republicans seem to have a battle cry claiming that the Democrats like to raise taxes, and you need a battle cry for the Democrats saying that the Republicans like to start wars, and we're going to start another war.
That's right. If you raise taxes, nobody gets killed. If you start a war, people die.
Right.
Especially if you start a fake war. All right, that's a very good point, and thanks for making it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. On the matter of PG&E, by the way, or SMUD, if you're in West Sac or in Yolo, guess what? Several lawmakers today, and these include Davy Jones, Sacramento, and Senator Deborah Ortiz, Sacramento, denounced PG&E. Assemblyman Dave Jones and State Senator Deborah Ortiz denounced PG&E for using customer service telephone line and billing inserts to oppose ballot measures that would enable part of Yolo County to drop PG&E and buy power instead from SMUD. Ortiz and Jones, along with Assemblywoman Lois Walk from Davis, Democrat from Davis, who was not at the news event, wrote a letter dated today to the State Energy Utilities and Communications Committee and the Assembly Committee on Utilities and Commerce, requesting that PG&E be asked to demonstrate that none of its inserts, telephone recordings, or other political activities was paid for with ratepayer funds. PG&E, which stands to lose 77,000 customers in the cities of Davis, Woodland, and West Sac, are adjoining unincorporated areas, has waged a fierce campaign, pumping over $10 million into the fight.
So they are calling for an investigation. And also, something that we haven't had a chance to talk very much about either, is that in a tense election year, push polls are flourishing. And you have these robocalls that a lot of you are complaining about, especially if you are in Doolittle's district, the 4th Congressional District. You are getting these robocalls that make it sound like Charlie Brown's people are calling you, but in fact they are calls that trash Charlie Brown. And there's a company here. You may have gotten a call from Gabriel Joseph III already. It starts with one of these cheery robo voices asking if you'll participate in a 45-second survey. If you don't slam the phone down at that point, you'll soon get to a question like this one. In America, when a person dies, the IRS can take up to 55% of the inheritance left for family and friends. Do you want Congress to permanently eliminate this unfair tax? Well, this is what is called a push poll. Because, first of all, the question they're asking you, it's not true what they're saying. And next you're going to be told that the Democrat running for Congress in your district voted to keep the death tax in place and refused to vote to make permanent the tax cuts that have caused record economic growth in 2001. At that point, you will know that you are dealing with a push poll, one of the dirtier, yet mostly legal tricks in a political operative's bag of last-minute campaign tools. Push pollsters operate behind the scenes. They don't advertise their services, they don't go on TV, and often they can't be tracked as they hide behind dozens of aliases. The push polling firm that placed calls to voters in the South Carolina GOP primary in 2000, which was really major and historic, suggesting that John McCain had an out-of-wedlock child who was black, was never identified, though the calls may well have cost McCain that election. See, John McCain and his wife adopted a child from a third world, like a Bangladesh Mother Teresa kind of an orphanage. But the push pollers in South Carolina, because he was at a dickie, they went after him. And the question was along the line, you know, they call you up, a robocall, or maybe not a robocall, and they'd say something along the lines of, because John McCain's has had a black child with a black prostitute, do you think that would keep you from voting for him? Or, you know, they've concocted it in some way to get the black child and the black prostitute in the same sentence. And we think, everybody thinks, that it cost him that primary. It was all the more remarkable then when Gabriel Joseph III outed himself and his firm in a legal battle in Indiana recently. His company had been doing, quote, surveys for the Economic Freedom Fund, a group bankrolled by Bob Perry of Swiftboat Veterans for Truth fame, the very same people who had, in the presidential election, the last one, swiftboated John Kerry. When the fund was sued by the Indiana Attorney General's Office for violating a state anti-robo-calling statute, Joseph countersued. A judge ruled against him October the 25th. His firm operates under at least a half dozen names. Most of the time, the company is called CC Advertising, though it also goes by FreeEats.com, as well as a range of less colorful aliases, including FEC Research, Political Research, and Election Research. The Free Eats moniker, Joseph says, is a hangover from the dot-com boom when he was in the business of pushing web traffic to clients. Today, Free Eats does mostly political work. In November 2002, the company issued a press release claiming to have played a role in the Republican force that swept America on November 5, noting that, quote, no fewer than 6 winning candidates and 1 hot ballot referendum were influenced by its efforts. So I just want to alert you because the Republicans, Karl Rove, etc., have a whole arsenal in their bag. And one of the things they're doing, because they are the incumbents, is in the hot races and the most problematic races, they are getting the federal government to come forward with a lot of projects, a lot of money, a lot of pork, and so forth. So it makes you want to continue with the incumbent. And that has all been politically hatched. So that's number one. Number two, you have this push polling that is going on. You have Rove calling the base, trying to scare them into turning out to vote. You have Dickie on the road. You have Laura on the road. She's coming here to stump for two of the worst miscreants, Pombo and Doolittle. I mean, two real pimps for money. And there she is. She's pimping for them. Too bad, Laura.
The tabs are also reporting that she had a facelift. Along with she's filing papers to get divorced from Dickie, and that she ran away from home one night and stayed at the Mayflower Hotel because they had a bad fight. I don't know if any of it's true. None of it has a byline, so I think it's probably not too true. In any event, the key to Free Eats success has been automation. These are the tales of a push pollster, and this is Mother Jones reporting. It has developed a proprietary robocalling software that responds to people's answers and records them. It is similar to the technology used by firms that peddle satellite TV or pre-approved mortgage loans. Some genuine political polling outfits like Rasmussen and Survey USA also use robocalls. Previously, this could have been done only by using live callers, Joseph said in 2002, but we have automated it, making the process far more efficient and cost-effective, which saves the candidates invaluable time and much-needed funds. Joseph estimates he can handle 3.5 million calls per day, each one costing less than 15 cents. Dave Johnson, a fellow at the Commonweal Institute, a progressive think tank in California, says push polls are among the most effective forms of political messaging, far more persuasive even than TV spots. People are inclined to believe you when they think they are getting a poll, he explains. It immediately adds credibility to what they're hearing. So if you are getting these kind of push polls from Doolittle and Pombo's behalf, any of the races, we want to hear from you about that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Halloween edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check a scary traffic and weather together from the left. Report from our chief weather and traffic ghoul, Lisa West.
You know, I grew up in Wyoming. I just moved here from Montana, and this is exactly what it sounds like tonight. I've talked to two people so far. And I think one of them, the wind was so bad last evening right before Halloween that telephone poles knocked down. So we should be so lucky. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, maybe completely lucky, but, well, the traffic's a little bit slow. Northbound Cap City Freeway, just south of El Camino Avenue, we have a three-car crash. And a few hit and runs, a few. Motorola at Pinella, westbound 50, Stockton Boulevard, Don Julio Boulevard, just west of Elkhorn. Parkwoods Drive at Jenkinson, westbound 50, just west of 65th, and southbound Cap City Freeway to westbound 50. We have a three-car crash that's blocking the lane, and that was due to a hit-and-run. Enid Live will continue on this Halloween at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Want to get to the
sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast?
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, so folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out of it. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottles, water, and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
At the truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. friend said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hope you feel my heart.